meeting to be from Twitter to today. Mr. Lester, can you give us an indication real quick?
Absolutely.
What was that?
The flag.
I was about to say.
Let us pray.
We got to go.
Heavenly Father and eternal God, Lord, we thank you for this brand new day. Thank you for all of the blessings that you've given us, Lord. We have an opportunity here today, Lord God, to do the will of the people and to do it to the very best of our ability. We ask that you be with us, that you guide us, and that everything we do might be pleasing in your sight. Thank you again, Lord God, for all of your blessings. Forgive us for our many sins, transgressions, and help us understand that, you know, we need to consider as a board all opinions, and that's why we are one group. Consensus is what rules, and that's the way it's meant to be. Thank you for all of your blessings. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so everyone wants to follow, pretty much follow the same format we did last year.
Well, can I give one public service announcement?
Go ahead.
We've been putting our posters out electronically as well as starting to hand them out. Sarah indicates we've had 11,000 people look at our Facebook poster.
On the beach.
On the beach.
That means we need to order more fish.
I've had great response.
I have too.
Well, Dominique, or no, let me back up. Commissioner Bazemore alerted me yesterday that WITN Channel 7 wants to do a preview type story in advance of our event, and we're going to need somebody to volunteer to be on camera to talk about how important this is, how special this is. And then late in the afternoon, Dominique came to see me because she had taken a stack of posters over to Laurie Cherry's office at the West Roanoke Missionary Baptist Association. There was a pastor in the office who happened to be from Hertford County. And the pastor asked the question, will children from other counties be welcome at this event? And Dominique didn't know how to respond. And I said, well, the answer is an enthusiastic yes. Now, it very well could be that it will have busloads of kids coming from different places. I hope the Bertie people are in larger numbers than the visitors from outside. But if with our efforts through Channel 7 and other things, I do think we will draw significant interest because there is no other place like this in this part of the state.
Okay. Good.
Well, is that one of those early morning spots?
You know, I don't know if we have any input, if it's a morning or evening. Or
we don't have any input. It's whenever they are, if they will let us know.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Commissioner Johnson from out of Washington County, they want to come. People from Washington.
Now, other commissioners will have to pay, right? $10 a head.
Oh, you'll take our one.
Let's get something out of the way real quick. There's a meeting coming up, a NACO meeting coming up. We need to have someone to be a representative for voting. Who's going to that meeting?
I'm going.
Okay. Do you want to vote?
I'm going.
Okay. Everybody consensus good with that?
I'm good.
Okay. You good? Mm-hmm. All right.
We have department by department, line item by line item, both revenue and expense on printout in front of it, and we can work through this if you want to start with page one. Page one is the
receivable,
the property taxes. Again, we've got a number plugged in for planning purposes right now of 9 cents to deal with a balancing levy. The second page is the sheet that has the motor vehicle taxes, both the new year and the prior years. The third sheet is the sales taxes. And we have varied a little bit from prior practice. In many prior years, we've just budgeted the same number we budgeted the year before and the year before. But in order to get my proposed tax rate down below double digits, we pushed the sales tax, I think it was a 2%, 2.5%, 4%, or 4%.
Well, we're still below the actual 2.9
well,
where we're at.
So. The manager column, I've got 2.7 million. The year that just closed, June 30, 18, we were at 2.9. So we're still projecting the budget less than what we got last year. But so that will prevent us from gaining quite as much as we have in the past toward the fund balance, but we still think it's within limits.
Okay. Wait a minute. Make sure I understand, Scott. I see 2.7, right?
Yes.
And the revised budget for 19 was 2.569. Is that where we're going to end 19?
No, that's what we have budgeted.
That's what we budgeted.
We think we're going to exceed that
number. Well, where is where we're going to end 19? Where we're going to end this year? What is that number?
Well, we have collected year to date that 2020 number. That's the $2,574,000. That's where we are so far.
But that's year to date. So that's not.
That's department. Okay.
I'm going back. We're at $1,764,000. And that's basically through 8 months.
Yeah.
And we're running out for 12 months. We should be around right close to 2.7.
Okay, this is the problem. Remember when I wrote that, asked for the, here's a problem. If we can't see where we're actually projecting to end this year, right? And how can we know if what we're projecting for budget is the right number or not? That's the trouble I've had every time we look at we do this. There's no indication of where are we going to end this year? I don't know that. How do I know that the budget number is the right number? Is it the same number as we're going to finish this year? Is it more? Is it less?
That's why we're going through one by one.
But it doesn't have that number here, Scott. I mean, does it? I mean, this number for department does not include where we're going to end the year.
If we had it, it would just be an educated guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we have it actually through probably 1 month prior. So it's not a difficult thing to estimate what we're going to finish the year if you don't know that.
Well, if you want to know what the crystal ball says, crystal ball says we're going to dip into the fund balance for operational expenses, including capital and everything, about $500,000. Crystal ball says because we have set money aside for revaluation, and now we're spending the money for revaluation, which is more than $300,000, that fund balance is going to be a decrease of $800,000. But that is something we budget for.
Scott, I get all of that. But if we're going through this line by line like we're doing, what's the purpose of this if we can't really compare where we are gonna, what we think we're going to be to what we think we're going to need?
Well, our role is to try to let you know where we are with respect to what we budgeted, where we think we're...
Yeah, but I asked for this, I was told that I would have it.
Yeah.
We would have it. And then we don't. Because it is...
Well,
there are two ways to balance a budget. You can increase your revenue projection, or you can decrease your expense. How do you do that when you don't know where you are?
Well, I think unless something drastic happens, that's one reason we have the 18 actual in there, because we know what we got in 18. 19 is a shot in the dark. If something weird has happened, like they changed some funding source or whatever, or your revenues will not reach that point. We should maintain.
I'm not going to kill this William, but it ain't a shot in the dark when we know what it is through 11 months. How's it a shot in the dark?
I venture to say that's wrong because I know 1 month I actually would get like $200,000 a month.
Right.
And then 1 month I got $30,000.
Yeah.
And I called trying to find out what it was, and it was some big refund that got off.
There's always going to be that possibility. But if you act, that's what I asked for, an estimate of where we thought our best guess was. Because if we don't know that, how can we budget?
Well, I'm basically saying your 18 actual is a good point to look at going forward.
All right. Got it. Thanks.
We feel confident in our sales tax estimate that we will exceed budget for this year. Can rely that we'll exceed the 2.7 next year.
Okay, let's move on.
Next page was scrap tire, beer, wine, those things. Not a big change, fairly flat. The restricted intergovernmental is where we get a lot of grant You'll see many programs there related to cooperative extension, the JCPC. Again, very, very flat. 591 and 18, we're proposing 617 or 613 in next year. But consistent. Permits and fees. Landfill, we've pushed our estimate. So you're about 70,000, almost 100,000 more than what we received last year. But that's where we think we're going to be. That very last line item is EMS revenue. We've also tried to account for changes in the Medicaid reimbursement for $1.137 million. On the page behind that, you'll see the non-emergency transport. We are hoping for a really good year with the Medicaid changes and the rate adjustments. So we're looking at $1.374 million. Again, the EMS piece is always one of the most fluid. We budget worst case, both on expense and revenue. And to be real candid, the EMS piece is one of the places we've got some room to adjust for cutting the tax rate. Between non-emergency transport and the EMS paramedic, we've got 15 vacant positions at this point in time. We've got 9 on the EMS side, 6 on the transport side, and depending on call volume, we pull in part-time people who use overtime salaries. But if you wanted to...
And if everybody remembers correctly, we raised the pay about 3 or 4 months ago to EMS personnel, and we still can't get them because the personnel is just not available.
It's not enough statewide. Trained people.
It's a statewide situation, yeah. Just like law enforcement.
Well, nurses in general are, I mean,
all of it.
All medical and law enforcement.
How is it working out with the manpower they have? I mean, are they managing okay?
We're managing okay at the current call volume, which is about 4,400 calls a year. If we were to get a surge in call volume, we'd really be stretched, both staff-wise and even vehicle-wise. But it's, when you roll the two together, it's over 8,000 calls a year that the two do. If you divide that by 365 days, that's about 21 calls a day between the two units.
It's huge.
But I guess my point is, if you're looking for ways to knock out a penny on the tax rate or a penny and a half, a penny on the tax rate is $128,000. I think you could easily pull a penny's worth of lab salaries out of your ambulance program. I really think you could easily pull a penny and a half. That'd be $192,000. And I'd suggest the same thing for the sheriff, because he's still carrying 13 vacancies. We've already frozen 5. But it is so challenging to fill these positions, and we've budgeted as if everything were, every position were filled 100% of the time of the year, with the hope that if we didn't spend it, all that money would fall back into the fund balance. But if you were looking for a way to cut 2 pennies or
all
three
right, so you,
pennies.
So basically what you're saying is on the EMS program, we could cut about $195,000?
It's actually $192,216.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty good start.
That's a good start place. Uh-huh. Okay. So we say 195, we clean there?
Yeah.
Okay, 195,000.
And if they, by some miraculous thing, fill those positions, then we're short.
Well, you're saying they're operating okay as they are. Yeah. The only thing that would keep them from operating okay is if they have a surge in non-emergency calls. If they have that surge, I'm assuming they're generating that much more money.
Our practice has been to try to keep our staffing in line with our volume. We don't want to let ourselves get overstaffed. So we'll hold back on those vacancies as long as we can. And that's why the part-time really helps.
With that non-emergency, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, that should be carrying some weight. Is generating money. So this surge that you're talking about,
for the last 2 years, it's ended up in the black, and we think it'll continue to end up.
I guess what I'm saying is, we had this surge where we had to hire somebody. I mean, we're generating money to hire them. This surge is also creating some income.
Yes.
Calls our dispatcher that weighs heavily on how they handle the calls. As long as we have a good dispatcher,
just hire them because.
because they know how to align the salt. When one finished, then you can go over here. Yeah. They dump us a lot of lax.
Right.
Okay.
In case we have surgery.
I feel more comfortable.
Okay.
Now, the emergency part, that's completely different.
Yeah. Let's move on, Scott.
Next page, which is page 8 on the Munis report, is sales and services. The biggest piece there is the hospital payment, which goes toward the
indigent care.
This is actually on the revenue side. The hospital pays us.
This is revenue. Okay, yeah. We're not to the expenses.
The mortgage on the hospital.
What page are you on?
Page 8.
Okay.
The next page, which is our miscellaneous area, we're projecting a little bit of a decrease because there's always some flexibility in that. We just can't project for sure where it's going to end up. So.
What is miscellaneous? Y'all forgive me.
Well,
ask questions.
When we sell a piece of land that the county has owned that was foreclosed on, the sale of that property would go in there. If we sell copies of documents. If somebody comes in and wants to get a large number of copies, you know, we charge 3 or 4 cents a copy.
I get that idea. Okay, that's good.
If we wreck a car and the insurance company pays us a settlement, that goes into that pot.
I'm with you.
Okay, but let me make sure I understand that. Because if I'm looking at 2018, I see we actually spent $249,000, but the 2019 revised budget is $176,000. So we're actually just slightly above the revised budget. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not looking at 18. We're looking at the revised budget. Is that what we're doing? Because 18 doesn't seem to mean anything if we're saying
18 is what we've done in the past. The revised budget was that's where, like, insurance reimbursement, if y'all, we come to you and say the sheriff's department had hit a deer and we all let him have this money to repair his car, that's the reason it gets revised. We give you permission to let him use that money. So, but motor fuel and attorney fees, we're kind of increasing that a little bit because our history has shown that we've been getting more than what we have.
Just want to make sure you're right, I understand. So on this whole report, there's no indication as to where we really are here today.
No, but I can kind of tell you as far as...
Well, not, I'm sure you can, but my whole point, William, is this.
We're so right at 294. Well, I could actually give you this report, but then, as in the past, y'all lose the ability to look at some other things. My reports do not allow me to do everything I want to do. I can give you what's
I just want to be clear what we're doing here. We're looking at a prior year, 18. Trying to project what we're going to do for 20 without any indication of where we're going to be at the end of 19. That's what we're doing, right? I just want to be clear. We're looking at 18.
That's kind of what you're doing at the moment, but I'm using my 19 to
And we have looked at the current year and examined where we think we're going to be and how we can project for next year. So that's part of the...
But if you're asking us, Scott, as commissioners, to verify what you've given here, you're not giving me anything to do that with.
If y'all are looking at it,
it ain't a question of having confidence. Our job is to do this and to understand why we're asking for a tax increase.
I'm sorry if I missed up. When I read your email, I thought this.
And 2 years ago, when I bought you both forms and gave them to you to determine which one you want, this was the one that you liked.
Here's what we did last year. We had all the different, line by line, all the different items, and we went through each one. But you were there to tell us where we were, what your projection was.
And I'm trying to do that right here, too, because I have this other report.
And we had two books last year, I made the comment to you, which book are you in now? Okay, yeah, that was last year.
And if I have this one that I ran that was the second book, if you want to look at it. But it just doesn't show up on this report, which was the one that y'all like to use to go over the line items.
Does anybody understand the point that I'm making? That we're looking at a previous year,
mm-hmm.
trying to decide what we do about next year without knowing where we're going to finish
this current year. So how do you know whether or not you we're putting enough or not putting enough? Especially when we're going to go back and try to take money.
Well, since we don't have it, if we got a question, we can get the math done of what he's got.
I can answer that, and I can print this off, but it takes a little while, and have this handy for you. But
I get it, but we've already started budget session now. So, I mean, you're going to be asked questions to do the math as we move along here.
And you don't even know where to look unless you see the total. And that way you can know to look into the specifics of it. I didn't want the whole sheet. I just wanted the totals for departments. For all of the major areas, where do we think we're going to... Because that's how you actually want to cut.
We can ask the question once we get to it. He's got... Okay. What page are we on now?
Nine. We're on nine.
We're on page nine.
Well, I was just going to say, the actual at the time of this report was at 294. And it's like 31,000 have been allocated in insurance reimbursement to the private vehicles and whatever. So that was a big increase in that line item, which is brought to y'all and asked permission to give it back to them to the private vehicles. Motor fuels and turning fees was in 50,000 range. That's kind of the reason we actually project to be able to look a little bit on that.
Okay, you said 294, but we're projecting 281?
181,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, 181 is what we budgeted.
Okay.
That's scary.
I don't budget for accidents.
I understand.
I let that come back to y'all and say, if you're going to give them that money.
So you come back for an amendment?
Right.
To amend the budget in case we have
because we'll get the reimbursement and then you give them permission to give it back to them to use it.
So you don't need the money unless you have it, is what you're saying.
That's what he's saying.
If it's needed, it'll be generated.
All right, page 10.
Interest on investments, $45,000 fairly flat.
Yeah.
We got 38 in this time.
11.
Transfers. The first one is the school capital reserve. As we reviewed previously, the school capital reserve is a tracking mechanism for all of the changes related to lottery funds, sales tax, the interest payments that we get from the federal government on the QSCABs.
Okay, the actual in 2018 was $1.3 million, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But the school capital reserve was the 1.15.
I understand, but that's to make the payment on the school, right?
Right.
Okay.
The 229,250 is the indirect cost that we charge the water department for its overhead for the work that we do either in finance, personnel, or other things. So we recoup $229,000 a year from the water department as indirect cost.
Okay.
And the difference between the 1.1 and the 2.5 is?
The transfers related to the school capital reserve. Often it varies depending on how much lottery money we use. You know, one year we might use a...
And the federal reimbursement part.
So we didn't have that in the 18 number?
No, that's what actually drew the number down because we weren't responsible for all of it because it actually was applied to it.
Well, that's because you pulled money out of the lottery about 3 months ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I budgeted as if I didn't have any money, and it took all of it, and then when we start paying things off, depending on what comes from, it kind of applies to it.
And it can only go to debt services too, correct?
Yeah, that only goes to debt service.
I guess maybe not understanding, but in the final number for 18, the 1.3, right? Wasn't that all done in that year? Also,
this is a very complicated formula that has sales tax portion that's allowed the sales to be the percent that's required to be put aside for schools, the capital reserve, not the capital reserve, the subsidy money, lottery money if you get any, all that plays a factor in calculating this number. The 2.7 is kind of the worst case scenario if nothing else was involved with it. And then as things start coming in to be applied to it, that number kind of comes down because it's held in different accounts.
Let me try to ask it another way. assuming that this number is right, the 2.7, and next year we're trying to do the budget for 21, what number is going to show in 2020? This number 2.7?
Depending on what you budget for all the categories that go in there, because of how much more debt service we owe. There's a numerous calculations that involve that.
Last year I had brought to the board a report showing year by year by year all of the capital, because it gets reflected in the audit, and we were able to track all of the capital, school capital reserve income projections, all the expenditures, and the fact that the fund balance was growing year by year by year, and it has grown every year. So.
Because a good example for this particular year is that a couple of the debts have fallen off, but that's been replaced by the school debt rising up, because it was supposed to be in a leveling type situation. So I'm actually losing some, but I actually got some other going up.
Gotcha. I'm going to try it again one more way. In 2018, the number was 1.3. Scott, you did exactly what you did, and you came back and told us that the original budget was going to be 2.8, right? There it is. So now we're looking at 2.7. Is that calculated the same way against what to know that that number is right? If you were doing it against 2018, you gave us a 2019 budget, original budget. So we're still working off that?
It's been calculated the same way since I've been in finance. It was the way it was done when I came down to finance.
This fund tracks a series of transfers. And again, it's a good exercise if you all want to work through it. We can pull the sheets and show you. We haven't missed the mark any year on this.
Again, in 2018, I'm just trying to understand. We were doing the same thing in 18 that we're doing now, right? Calculating it.
Yes.
And the number we came up with was 1.8.
Yes. Based on the revenue and, as he said, the types of debt, because the debt changes every year, because as debt falls off, the debt was feathered, so we have level principal and interest. And this, for example, the high school debt grows every year.
There's two different loans on the high school.
Yeah.
But this is the way it's been done 15 years or more.
No doubt that.
Okay, page 12.
Page 12 is your appropriated fund balance.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, page 13.
Now we go to the expenditure side.
Governor body.
Biggest growth area there is miscellaneous expenditures, and we've picked up a few things primarily related to recommendations on the Poverty Commission. One was and this is proposed, it's not yet initiated, there's a citizen engagement software called CityBot. To set it up, there's a $3,500 one-time setup charge, and then the monthly rate was proposed at $1,000 a month, but if we'll do a three-year agreement with them, they'll reduce that to $850 a month.
All right, but let's look at the percentages here. Let's go down to miscellaneous expense.
What is that program?
That's what
he's
talking
about.
I know,
what
but
is that program?
About
what does it do?
It's
165%.
Is that where Dominic presented, and it was to connect the community, the county? A communication piece.
And before that system is purchased, it'll probably need to come back and be fully explained, but we just tried to budget for it, so if you go ahead with it, we would have it.
Okay. So have you heard about it before?
She did.
She talked about it.
She said, let's get it.
I don't remember.
We've never had it before.
I never heard a word about it.
She was in it, and y'all was like, oh, that's a great idea. It was another form of communication, and I'm getting ready to
Google. No, what I'm saying is we never had Poverty Commission until this year.
Well, and there were actually two of them that they looked at. There was one called Gov2Go, and one called CityBot, and they really felt the CityBot was the better
Well, generally, what does it do? I have no idea what it does.
It's civic engagement.
It allows citizens to have a direct connection through their cell phone. I think most of it is by text. If they want to either ask questions or find out information about programs, the setup component is going to be very involved, and that will be an assignment on Dominique's desk. And again, if we move forward with it, there will be a lot of discussion with the board before that contract is presented.
It's an interactive text message and customer service software system for civic engagement with government. It can help a citizen report a problem, ask questions, or send in a message. And it responds in real time.
Also,
that's pretty much the gist of it.
Yeah. So if the board were to keep the city bike for the setup of the payments for the 12 months, it's $13,700. We also plugged in funds for the historical marker that was presented via the property commission about the Confederate soldiers. They talked about having the placard over by the high school. They've been pursuing grant money, but if the grant money doesn't come through, we're estimating that historical placard will be about $4,000. But typically, this is the line item where we pay for the employee luncheon every year, when we have food. So that's why you're seeing a fairly significant jump there.
Okay, is everybody good with that? You good? Okay.
Well, we need to cut it. I mean, you know, it ain't. I said we need to cut that item. Yeah, I didn't have a problem with that either.
We're just holding the back of our head right now. Okay. All right. Next thing we're going to
That's a possibility.
Right? Yeah, I'm holding the back of our head right now. Okay. Because you've got 165% increase. So, anyhow, all right.
Okay. On page 14 over in administration, fairly significant jump here. Last year, because Dominique was in the fellowship program with the Association of County Commissioners, we had her position budgeted in the County Commissioners governing body budget. This year she'll be budgeted full-time in the administration cost center, as will the new assistant county manager. We've got a little bit of equipment in there because we want to make sure that the assistant county manager can select whether he wants a laptop with a docking station or a desktop. We've got a used unit that he'll be able to get started with, but we want to get him a good piece of hardware.
Okay. Everybody good with that?
Good.
Ron, you good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Page 15.
Yeah, HR, probably the biggest change again is in equipment. We were budgeting for a computer that had aged out, and there's a proposal for a, I think it's about a $1,900 document shredder.
That's a high dollar.
Well, when we get rid of old applications and things, I mean, it's just the type that you have at home is just not adequate for the literally the reams of stuff that get processed.
And how does that compare with having one of the shredding organizations coming in and shredding our stuff like they do at the hospital or any other places, where they bring in the shit, you know, shredding?
Well, DSS, they've brought in some really super duper large companies for things, but just for the smaller office, we felt this was adequate for the next several years.
I mean, an organization big as a hospital has a contract with the shredding truck. They come in on a scheduled basis and they shred all the documents. I think we might want to look at something like that as compared to buying a piece of equipment that might, you said this is $4,000?
Well, the computer's half of it, the shredder's
$1,900. Something to say. Yeah. What's that?
On page 14. Finance, I don't think there's a
whole lot of change in there. Well,
just on page 14, that piece of equipment
is... That's on 15. Okay, well, I'm looking at page 14. You got 366% increase. The very last item says equipment non-C.
Non-capital, if it's under $5,000.
Assistant under county manager's
and that's,
for, that's for the computer for that and all that. Okay, got it. Okay. All right, 15. All right, now we'll go to 16.
Not a whole lot has changed in there.
Kind of equipment you get?
IT is recommending we replace a couple of the computers that's kind of outdated.
Okay.
Do we have a contract with the company for our computers?
I'm not worried about it. I think using the best price they can get and get screens from the deal.
I thought desktops were fairly inexpensive.
All right, 17.
Just my thoughts.
Tax office actually reflects a decrease, and I think that's mainly attributable when Jody did his budget for the year we're in now, he really bulked up on some supplies related to the revaluation project, and he's projecting it won't be as much going into next year.
All right, so page...
page 19, which is legal.
Yeah.
We tend to budget that very flat. That tends to be a fluid situation. And on the foreclosures, we capture most of that through the foreclosure process paid by the taxpayer, but it doesn't always match dollar for dollar. When we looked at the miscellaneous revenue, the legal fee that's paid through the foreclosure was about $73,000. But during the fiscal year period, we spend $100,000. It lags several months as we work through the...
Here's a line, William. Can you tell me where we are, what your estimate is, where we are right now for legal?
Right now, for total legal, we had $146,000.
We had $146,000 through 11 months.
Yeah.
Well, why are we budgeting $135,000?
10 months.
10 months. Well, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Why are we budgeting $135,000? We're more than that over 10 months.
I would love for y'all to budget more than this.
I'm just saying. I mean, what's the rationale?
Well, because we never know. Last year was extremely high around election time because there were a number of challenges through the Board of Elections. And it was just a very, very high year. But we've tried to just...
I've in the past tried to take this number up, and it's always been taken back down to the level we budgeted at.
I'm just saying, I want to understand the rationale of what we're doing. If in 18 we spent $193,000, and right now you're saying that to 10 months we're ahead of what we're projecting for the year, I just don't understand the rationale. It just makes sense.
Well, as he mentioned, we've tried to kick that number up in past years, and the board has told us to cut it down. So we kept, we tried to stick with the guidance we received.
And you end up doing budget amendments too.
Yeah, because then that brings about y'all's attention. Why do I need a budget amendment? This is what we spend. Then you use the escalations of what do we cover when we're spending all that money. I usually come back with a detail of what projects were going on. I mean, it gives you a check and balance to go in there and say,
I'd almost rather have it lower and they have to come back and tell us what we're spending on.
I would rather know what we spent and project money based on what we know we really spent for the year. That's rational.
Me too.
Yeah, that's rational.
We had some brief discussion recently.
Can't go back to a previous year.
Full-time attorney?
Yes.
That would make it very easy to budget.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Ward's a close friend of mine. I think he does a great job, but we're paying him a lot of money.
Yes,
I think
we
could hire
him. Greg, we've talked about it. We could still engage Lord around major issues that we had. He's not against that.
I asked an attorney just kind of in passing, a girl that's been around a long time. I said, we just sort of, has to keep ourselves sort of bouncing this around. I asked her, what would it take to hire an attorney full-time staff? She told me probably between 85 and 120. And she actually told me, she said, if y'all are really entertaining that thought, let me know. I'd be interested. She's an experienced attorney.
I want somebody experienced in county law.
Well, remember, Scott, when we first talked about it, your estimate of it was that we could probably get somebody 65, 75.
But in order to really have a good, well-informed discussion and process, it would be worth our while to have Lloyd and Jonathan sit with us and walk through some of the example, because you can look at their invoices and they give a really good detail, but things just happen. We had a couple of cases this year in the sheriff's office that were a little unique in the way the papers were served, and Lloyd ended up committing a whole lot of hours because of the nuances of that particular case. Just things do hit his desk.
How about if we get somebody from the School of Government to come in and speak to us about hiring someone with county law experience or someone specializing in county law? Somebody from the School of Government.
Well, I think it'd be good too, but I really think it'd be worth just to to let everybody understand the breadth of issues that, that flow through there. You know, there are some counties that the sheriff has their own legal line item, and they contract separate to have their own attorney because it's such a, an involved...
Well, my issue was not just the cost. My issue was also the timeliness of getting things that we need because they're always backed up.
Yeah, if we had a staff attorney that could help push things, we could really move some things.
Well, I think a lot of times the department heads and others would be a lot more likely to ask for legal advice when they knew they weren't getting charged $300 an hour or whatever
that's
it is.
And again, Lord, that firm with their experience is always there in case we had an issue like Whitford due or something like that. That was worth the money spent, even though we didn't get
until
what we
thought. Until our attorney gets on up to speed.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact growing the our government, but in this case, we save tons of money and get more knowledge, county law knowledge.
It's a pleasure.
I'm sure the school government would be more than
happy. Do we want to increase the budget or leave it like it is and have it brought to us in amendments?
The way we move.
Because we're not to the stage of getting an attorney in here. Yeah, I know what it is. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we leave it where it's at? I say we leave it where it's at until we explore the other end.
One thing that may help with this decision is normally commissioners meetings when you have courts range from 3,000 to 5,000. Mm-hmm. So even a house size 5-12 meeting, that's 60,000. That kind of fits into what you put. It's these extracurricular things that we get involved with. That's when the money starts counting up.
And they're always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Always going to be there.
Every time we call them.
So that's just, that is the normal business.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should probably keep it as it is as we explore
further
into attorney
exactly.
County government experience.
Okay, I'm in agreement with that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, page 20, court facilities.
The biggest line item there is your $46,000. That comes to us directly through, we've got a line item that matches that in revenue. And that comes through our court facility fees. We've got the utilities. We try to track all this for our reporting to the State Office of Administrative Courts.
And there again, you had equipment, but that's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Okay. 21, elections. A lot of increases everywhere here.
Yeah, her budget is driven by the election cycle. She's anticipating 3 elections in this fiscal year. She's also requested an additional administrative assistant, fringe and salaries.
All right.
That takes it to about $33,000.
The actual's gone from $155,000 to $263,000.
And,
okay.
And that ebbs and flows with the
three elections.
Well, we know we're going to have
town.
There's a municipal election, a primary. There's always the potential of a second primary. And her part-time salaries are driven by the different workers, the staff, the various polling places.
And they are, Scott, planning to have, at least what they're planning for, is to have additional voting locations, which we did not have last year.
And the state has added an additional board member. So when their board goes for training or whatever, there are going to be additional expenses there too. They used to just have 3.
Does she need another full-time person? Or I know that's what she's requesting.
Right,
but will a part-time person cover?
We've been funding a part-time position for years, and it's just getting a little... The new regulations and voter ID is just one. There's many more. Everything's getting more complicated in our systems.
And I agree with everything you say. It's just when we're talking about people and adding on people, we add all this stuff to the budget, but we don't ever hire these people and it sits in the budget. And when we have it in Sheriff's Department, we have it in EMS, we have it, you know. It's
a little different situation.
I think
this person's going to be hired.
Easy, yeah.
And she may even hire the person that's been working for her part-time.
Right. And I asked her. She said she don't want it.
Well, yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
But she don't want it.
I have no doubt Sheila's going to want to fill that way before the primary.
Okay. Everybody good? Let's move on. Page 22, Registered Deeds Office.
Not a whole lot has changed.
That's 5%, that's it. Okay, get the next one. Public Buildings, page 24.
I've got a handout for this. We could never accomplish everything that Anthony puts in his original list, but the things that we have recommended for funding are on this list. And the two at the bottom really aren't his. The number I'm referring to is the $223,000.
Well, I'm excited about bathrooms and the commissioner's room.
Yes. Well, the bathrooms in both buildings are sorely needed of upkeep.
Yes.
Really, the only thing that's kind of new in there and it's small, it's $10,000 to update and renovate that facility at the back of the shooting range.
What's the story about, since I'm looking at Council of Aging here, HVAC duct and all this, that Parks and Rec is moving out of that building?
Parks and Rec and Aging would love to move, but of course they won't move unless this board allows them to move. They've had a discussion with the Board of Education about potentially using the 900 building.
Yeah. Well, I just heard about this yesterday, and that they, it was told to me, they are moving. And do you know anything about this?
I don't know that there's any, I don't know that the school board has even given a positive reaction. I think there's been discussion, and now with the superintendent changing,
there was a school board member sitting there with me when this discussion went on.
There's been, the only discussion I've had with Dr. Edmonds was that if this were to come together, the county would not want to be in a position to pay rent like we did for EMS. Because y'all have already paid for this school before.
Right.
But if we could help share in the cost of the utilities, because we would use utilities. Both Vanita and Don are very excited about the possibility, maybe long term. I just don't know how realistic it is. Probably our biggest initial cost will be to get our fiber connection somehow to that facility so they can be on our voice over IP phones and all of our other connectivity. But
if that's the case, you got $21,000 in there, if all this is going to be a possibility,
we're still going to be using that building. Though.
For what?
Would they have, they host all kinds of things in that building.
Well, but at the Council on Aging, we really, the bigger number in that is the paving piece. And given the folks, we get a lot of senior citizens in there, it's uneven, parts of it are muddy. It's just, if they're going to be there for the next year.
I guess the point I'm making, if we're going to put the money into the building, then it needs to be used all the time.
Again, this is for their existing building, though.
I know. It's for the existing building.
Yeah. Again, with all the change in the school system, I just don't see that there's going to be the ability to, if Dr. Edmonds was going to be sticking with us for the next couple of years, I think we could have made that happen really quickly. There's just too much change over there.
So you don't see a change coming?
Not on the location of recreation and aging. And again, not without y'all's approval. We've not had any kind of face-to-face between the two boards to talk about something like that.
Okay. All right, capital outlay for the corporate extension, library project, kitchen wiring, and all that kind of stuff. We discussed a lot of that yesterday.
Well, we did, and it's really a matter of timing, no matter what it ends up costing. But right now, in the proposed budget, there's a line item of $149,000 for the library and cooperative extension. The construction and occupancy of that building is not going to happen in fiscal 1920, given the schedule. We don't have a contract. We haven't issued the notice to proceed. They've told us 12 to 14 months. We've learned so many times over, construction always takes longer than we planned. So I think the board could be safe if you wanted to cut a penny off the tax rate, or a little more than a penny. You could eliminate that line item for this year's budget, knowing it's going to be in the 2021 budget, but that's an automatic penny or so off the tax rate.
So the 149,695?
Yeah.
Okay. And down below, you got tall glass of water.
And again, that's the remaining appropriation that we put in this budget of 250. We spent the 120 on the land. The thinking on this is we know we're going to develop that site. We know there's going to be a project. And if the project is big enough, it'll probably be a project ordinance over a couple of years. And right now, that 130 is consuming part of your proposed tax rate. So if you were to put the money back into fund balance, develop your project, and then fund your project from fund balance, you could do it and not impact the tax rate.
That's smart.
So you've got two pennies, or a little more than two pennies.
You guys good. Smart to do that.
And particularly as you look at schedules and timing, it's just because all these things take longer than.
You know what I'm saying? So.
I have a question. With the courthouse restrooms, first floor, second floor. I've been in it. It's not pretty, but
it's usable. Is what you're saying.
Right, mm-hmm. It's usable, and we have spent so much money in that area. I feel like we need to give everybody else a fair chance. Then kind of go back and help them out, because I just think
I would like to hear a woman's point of view on it. Anyhow,
yeah,
I haven't been in.
We haven't did anything to this building, and that needs to be done.
And we do have that budgeted for this building, both the restrooms and the commission.
And I'm going to be honest with you, the men's restroom, it needs it desperately, because when you flush the urinal, it sprays out at you and not down. I flushed it last week, and it just shot straight out from the valve, and I'm like covered in water. So
I haven't seen the women's restroom at the courthouse. The men's restroom is functional. It's just dirty.
Yeah.
Well, now I tell you,
it's just mess.
Well, hard to keep it clean.
Right.
I can tell you something also. There's other ways to do that instead of tearing everything out. Okay. I mean, they make lifetime warranty paint that goes over that. A special company comes in. It's no different than doing tubs, sinks, the whole nine yards, and it can make it look brand new for a fraction of the price.
You can come in with an experienced cleaning company and do their grout and stuff around it. That is just dirt, Scott. It's just
again, if y'all want to pull any of these off, we can certainly do it.
Where's that on here?
It's $35,000.
Second one. It's a lot.
Okay, it's only on the page. Okay.
Now with the elections building, the sidewalk replacement. I thought that building we were talking about moving. No.
We talked about moving it over to the community center.
Right.
Wait a minute. What are we talking about?
Community center. Election building.
Yeah, we are, but we're talking about moving it once the library and the cooperative extension is moved. Yeah. It's just we've got a lot of time.
We've been walking on the sidewalk all these years.
Well, it's amazing the amount of, particularly our senior citizens, situations happen, and the next thing you know, you've got somebody doing a face plant. And sometimes it's a perfectly level sidewalk, like out by the courthouse. I think if the Board of Elections has asked us to take a look at that, it's good preventive work, I think, to fix the sidewalk.
Do you need a replacement, or can you fix it?
Yeah, pack.
I'd have to have Anthony here to.
That's enough to 2. I know going to be 52,000.
What sidewalk are we talking about?
At Board of Elections.
The elections
and the commission
building. We had talked about moving them across the street in the detective's house.
Really, what I'd like to do long term with this is when extension moves to the sheriff's old house, move farm services into that building and get elections in this building. So they didn't have access to this room when they have meetings. The election rooms are right here, right down the hall.
They're very good. Yeah, that guy right there.
You'd be closer to them. I mean, you need to be right.
And farm
service.
What about so they have their own.
But they don't get a budget for it.
For like on election day, then, or early voting, you would have all that traffic. in those sheriff's departments.
Only issue, not the only issue, but they issue, I see, that would be on the floods.
I'd rather have FSA than their...
We need to cut that to 30.
And again, that's a long-term item to resolve, but we've got some time to work on that.
That building is in bad shape.
All right, administration building, we've got $52,800.
Yes.
That's for a complete rehab, taken out and all that kind of stuff, right?
For the restrooms and then rehab of this room.
Rehab of this room. We had a $9,000 price in reference to this from Danny Jernigan. That's who Ms. Lee wants to use.
Yeah, we put in $15,000 for carpet and maybe some other things.
Chairs.
Okay, so 15 grand.
15
here.
Was 15 of that 52.
Okay. I just don't see $52,000 being needed to do bath. If we're not gutting that bathroom, the men and women's bathroom in there.
Given the fixtures, I really think we need to just replace all the fixtures.
Bathrooms don't look that. I mean, these bathrooms here are a lot better than the ones in the courthouse.
Yeah.
The women's, the ones in the courthouse.
I mean, because a flush valve is going
to
cost you $300. The ones that we used over at the jail, flush valve was $300. That's what needs to be fixed in the urinals here. $300. Is there two or one? I forget. So $600. If you want to turn around and replace, you're probably talking about $3,500 in each one of those bathrooms.
We probably ought to have a category of still optional stuff. Right now, on the courthouse restrooms, if you took 30 off and just left $5,000
there
to clean it.
Okay.
But there, this 52.8, maybe there's something there if we needed. If we had a little optional category, we cut it back $10,000 or something. Whatever. I don't know.
So, is there consensus on the courthouse restrooms to cut 30 of it and make it just 5?
Yeah. So they can be just cleaned.
Okay.
Serious cleaning.
Okay. Serious cleaning. And then down here we've got the 52.8. Even we just knock $22,000 off.
Okay. How much did Danny say for this one?
He said for this, I think $9,000. But it's only been bid once.
Once?
Nobody else has ever bid it.
What's wrong with this?
Oh,
she don't like it.
We don't like it. No.
Well,
it needs
a face. We need to bring it up to 21st century.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to cut 22 from that?
We cut 22 for that and leave it at 32,000.
And we took 30 off the courthouse restaurant.
Now I know why I threw this pen away. It keeps breaking on this.
And is there consensus then on both deferring the capital outlay for the extension of the library and also the tall glass of water?
Yes. Yes. Because I think it's smart, Scott.
I'm in agreement with it. The only thing is, we figure our taxes are already going up next year because of rebound, and then you're going to add another penny for this line item.
I didn't understand that part, I'm sorry.
Because of rebound, we already figure our taxes are going to go up next year.
I'm going to be honest with you about that. I'm not so sure about that, Tammy.
Neither am I.
Because, quite frankly, all the other counties have seen, just like Hertford County, they lost $200,000 in revenue because of revals. Okay? That was in the paper that I read. It was online when I read it, but in the News Herald. Okay? $200,000 they left lost in reval. All properties are appraising for less. I mean, I think you even brought up in certain counties where there was a 15% decrease.
But they're appraising for less, so there's less revenue.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you just said the opposite a second ago.
No,
she said to be too.
No, never mind. That's what she meant. That would be less money coming in.
Yeah, less money coming in, so okay. You make it up somewhere, so you raise taxes.
Well, we'd have to. You're absolutely correct.
Well, that's what I'm
saying.
Then
you got a reason to do it. Because
you lost.
You don't raise it in advance.
And that's what I'm saying. They lost $200,000 of revenue.
Yeah.
You got a reason there. People understand that.
Okay, page 25. We're done with all this, right? Yeah. Page 25.
We did the biggest part of public buildings.
That's pretty much. That's 26, Information Technology Center. Okay.
Biggest number
113% increase here.
It's third from the bottom. Maintenance of our off-site storage system. We had this in the budget last year, and in the exercise like this, it was removed. And this is one of those pay me now or pay me later. But IT feels pretty strongly we need this. I don't know if you have other...
Oh, I feel very strongly we need it too.
What are we doing here? Tell us what we're doing though.
It's the financial software where we currently store it in-house, and we have to maintain the computer and do the upgrades and all. This will be actually stored off-site at the company site, and it will be accessed through the internet. So they will maintain the software, keep the upgrades and all done, do backups and everything. So if we ever have a failure, it'll be easily restorable.
So we're moving our stuff here off-site here to another site?
Yes.
And is this going to be, how much is this going to cost us on a monthly basis for?
Well, $35,000. I think that'll be.
It's just a one-time fee?
No, I think this is going to be an ongoing.
For every year?
Yeah.
But you're paying fees and all to maintain it on site too, because you have about a licensing fee and all that.
Okay, well, where's the offset at?
I'm just saying this. Most organizations like ours are going to cloud-based technology.
This is basically cloud-based.
No. Not if we're moving hard equipment, is not.
No, we currently have hardware in here, right. How we run the program.
Okay.
This proposal is to eliminate that and make it cloud-based.
So everything that's up there in their offices, in that other part of the office over there, all the computer set up, okay, we'll be going away.
Not all of it. The one that controls our financial software.
All right, but you made the comment that we're paying for this already in here, correct?
Yeah, we're paying for license and all and operate.
Okay, but server. Once we move, it's going to cost us however much it was in here, $35,000 extra. Is there an offset?
And when you say move, you're not. That's how I understand the situation. He's not talking about moving equipment. Right? He's just talking about it's going to be cloud-based someplace else.
When I was at
get rid of equipment.
Scott, the question is why we do it.
When I was at NACO, I talked to one of the vendors.
Yeah.
And what it is, we are storing it here, but something, we're such a small county, if something should happen, it's gone. But if they keep it, they're totally responsible, it's easy to access, and they have a big enough cloud to keep us in order.
We don't do backups, I mean.
We do backups. Yeah. Let me get Scott down here. He can help us on all
this. Can we take a restroom break while we wait?
Yeah, we can do that. Go ahead.
Go in the bedroom if you want to.
Yeah, use the urinal port. It sprays back out at you, okay?
Total cloud-based technology. Why don't we look at moving total to cloud-based technology like most other counties are? Total. So we don't have that whole expense of some of this and some of that.
I guess my thing is, if it's going to cost us $35,000 more over here, and we're not got it here anymore, we're not having them licensing here and all that, they already have the license, where's our offset, okay? And I want a better explanation of why.
Because we're not on total cloud base. So you can have some of this and some of that. That's what kills us. We wouldn't have to maintain any of this stuff. We wouldn't have to have any of this.
We're doing something, she's had a heart attack. Yeah. Yeah, she rushed to buy it, and they did his honors. And the airflow flying around by East Care to Greenville.
I saw Mr. Buck.
Yes, I know.
How's she doing now?
It was a clot. It was in her heart.
What
gave her some sort of medication to solve the clot.
Maybe just decide to get an extra day. Don't just come home tired. This guy has slammed over.
We discovered she had more fire also.
And I slammed
a lot of people, they go in after they have a heart attack and they say, well,
you know, I'll put the phone in the
face. Because they never went to the hospital because it was so bad.
But we good. The car messed up, but I'm good.
When you go up there,
yeah, I'm good.
All of this hardware stuff.
Yes.
And this good.
they kill us every year on the license and stuff. Shit, wait, so we can replace it.
Thank you.
Why?
I don't know.
We shouldn't have any of it either.
The car ugly. She messed up a grill. A mouth to all pieces.
Oh, you're right about that.
Cell phone breakdown, or just explain how it works. Because to me, it's all magic.
It is.
And that's why we're going to get in the thought kind of way, and I should have stayed somewhere. Just, I had words, so I should have stayed in this.
She chose Lawrence Library still. It needs to be changed to Berkshire County Library. Simple. But yeah. Just for it to be accurate.
Yeah.
Are we still on information technology?
Yes.
Good morning.
That's been the surprise. Good morning. Walk through the
Thank
world.
You for joining us.
I have failed miserably at explaining our conversion to the cloud.
All right, Scott. Sorry. What we got here? We got 113% increase, about $35,000 increase in your line item. It's the third one down there. Can you explain to us in layman terms?
We're trying to move the financial software to the cloud. Currently, we have our own server, county server, dedicated for that purpose. It's getting old. Munis is requiring a hardware refresh this current year with a software renewal, but they offer cloud-based service where we don't have to buy our own server and keep it on site, and they offer a cloud-based service where if you move to the cloud, you get a bunch of added benefits. Your software is constantly updated. We don't have to take users out to do the updates, no downtime. Disaster recovery would be a lot simpler. It'd be just a matter of having a computer connected to the internet instead of having to, let's say, God forbid, this building burnt down, we lost that server. We have to get another server ordered, get the software installed, get PCs in.
Well, let me ask you a question real quick. And that's fine. I understand all that, and that is, the deal. But we're $65,000, we already had $30,000 expense on that, okay? As far as what's been spending. Actual, and it was $29,000 was actual in 2018. So another $35,000 on top of, is there any cash that we're saving? Is it just gonna cost us $35,000 to move this, or is it gonna be a total of $65,000 a year to run this operation now?
No, it will come down next year about $10,000.
Okay, so the cost, the budget could come off $10,000 is what you're saying?
Next year, but I also heard you say that if we don't do this, there's additional cost that we'll have,
yes.
Additional licensing, and whatever, in this new year.
Correct.
How much is that? Would that be?
The difference is about $8,000.
So it's going to cost $8,000 more to move it to cloud, basically.
Now, one other question I have. I understand moving this finance. Are the rest of our systems cloud-based?
But we do store our stuff off-site. We've got an off-site, yes. So the data won't be lost.
Right, but if has anyone ever explored moving our entire systems to a cloud-based drive?
Yes, a piece at a time.
Piece at a time.
This is the first. We're looking to move user files in the future. Well, actually, our email system is the first. That's now Office 365 in the cloud from Microsoft. And then, of course, if we can,
every time we go to the annual commissioner things, there's a zillion organizations who want to do this for county governments. And everybody says that you can save money by doing it.
Initial cost is very
high. I know the initial cost, right. But you do save once you're in place. A lot of those places are offering part of that savings spread out over the length of the contract. So you don't end up having the big hit at the beginning. I mean, I think if, you know, I'm not an expert here, but we need to explore that.
Yes.
Right, because you can, they're telling us at least, you can avoid that big hit by spreading that cost over the length of the agreement, right? So you know and predict what your cost is going to be closer.
So last year was my first attempt to move Munis to the cloud, and
you do what?
Right. Yeah,
you
were trying to get it.
Did we cut it last year?
Yes. He didn't do it. He made the pitch for it.
I think if we need it, let's do it. It's just one of those things we need to have.
Just suck it up.
Suck it up and let's move.
I would like to add as a bonus to this, because he's basically said it's cloud-based, it would be beneficial that, you know, even like if I was to travel or whatever and have a laptop and I was calling Scott and saying, can you search something, check on something for me? I could go to the cloud base, pull it up, and I could actually give an answer. And otherwise, I couldn't talk, come out and work.
And the way things are happening, we don't know what tomorrow may bring. And that way, whoever needs to get to that file can get to it.
Well, you know, the way it was presented last year was this. It would allow us to do our work at home also.
Yeah.
And that was a very bad explanation. And if y'all recall that, and that's when we shot it down. So I'm just bringing that back to everybody's attention. It allows the employee to do the work at home.
I don't think it's a bad thing for them to be able to do it at home. When we flood and they can't get to the office.
Okay, well, the courthouse hasn't flooded yet. So, anyhow.
Well, they flooded all the way around us where they couldn't get to work.
We'll get them in by Scott's kayaks.
Scott, I understand doing it piecemeal, but it'd be nice at some point in time, when you get a little time, explore what the cost would be to move the whole system to a cloud-based technology, and can we save by doing it more rather than just doing it piecemeal?
I'm very low-tech. Are any security risk in this accessibility?
Yeah, there is.
Always. But of course, either way, there's actually, to me, I feel like there's less risk of going to the cloud than keeping it on site and then William maybe having to connect at home. I mean, not saying this computer is not secure, but if he has to connect through VPN into our network, it does create a risk where we're not sure if his computer's clean. He's connecting in our network, he can introduce
viruses. Well, it's all not kinds just, of stuff.
It's not just that, but look at how other outside organizations are now going into counties and state government, holding them hostage, saying, you pay $200,000 for us to release your files. And when you don't, now some states are back, like, don't know where their files are.
No, they can do that now, too.
But you can't do that as easily when it's on the cloud. That's the point. When you got it stored locally on your systems and you're accessing here, all you got to do is have some device you can tap in and pick up the coding, and you slam in our system.
All right, what's the pleasure, board?
Keep it.
Let's roll. Okay.
Thank you, Scott.
Next one.
Before, I don't know if it needs to be an answer to your question, but see, there's a 72% increase in this. 104.210.
That's his insurance, workers' comp insurance.
Why did that go up 72% on us? Just curious. And
that's a good question.
Workers' comp is one of those fluctuating things, depending on if we have any claims or whatever. It's kind of like a pot of money, and then I spread it around to whoever's actually had claims. They actually had a claim in IT. I think he hurt his wrist or something.
So that's because of a claim.
So that's I'm trying to budget based on what it
that's smart.
Was paid out.
That's smart. Put it where it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, and there's a 50% increase in travel. And where is this?
$1,000, and these guys spend a lot of time.
Okay, I didn't even look at the amount. Yeah, I looked at the percentage.
They spend a lot of time there going down to the sheriff's office.
That's not much money to worry about.
Or I'm pretty sure if y'all want to give them a vehicle, they take a vehicle.
Since we leasing.
You know, honestly, Scott and I talked about it a little bit. It probably would be a bad idea to have a vehicle or two around here for any county employee that needs it, like the tax department or the IT or whatever, they could check out and use it during the day.
And for IT, they're thinking they might want, you've seen the IMAX minivans, that they can keep their tools and equipment, because a lot of times you'll see them, they're running a cart downstairs, throw it into their car and run. But that very well could come up in the future.
Okay, page 27, Sheriff's Department.
As I mentioned with the EMS lab salaries, I think you've got an opportunity here. Even though we've already frozen five positions, I think you could safely pull the equivalent of 1 cent.
Sorry, I thought I had it off. Sorry.
That must be Jesus.
It was something, man.
Go ahead.
So that would be $128,144.
From what line item is that on?
We'll take it out of the sheriff's regular salaries.
128,144?
Yes.
So. Somebody just talked to me for 128 what?
144.
Okay.
I'm going to suggest, and I'm not opposed to that at all, and I don't think the sheriff would be, but I'm going to suggest that we just touch base with the sheriff on that, maybe make a phone call and say this is what we're doing, and see if he's got a comment on that.
Let me ask you a question. Not besides that, I mean, this other one we have down here, maintenance, building maintenance.
Yeah. He requested
$148,000. Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Again, that's a request, and it was not recommended. Long term, there's interest in having a specialized storage facility for the sheriff, and this was in their budget package. I think it's something we will address at some point. It may be that we take an area like the old school bus garage, tear everything out, we've got a concrete pad, and build something there structurally. In fact, I had the vice chairman with me yesterday, and he was explaining to me the rules on evidence storage that puts a burden on the local law enforcement, where if the DA says this vehicle needs to be saved forever, we've got to find a place or pay for a place to keep that vehicle, not just in a parking lot, but in a locked.
Then we have at least one car now that we have to keep indefinitely in a murder case. Evidence storage is getting to be a huge issue.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What are we doing with the house that's across the street from the old election board?
And I may not be the one to give you a definitive answer on that, but I can tell you what I, right. What little bit I know about it. So take it for what it's worth. I'm not sure. Okay? The drug investigators are in that building. There's a large room in that building that's dedicated to evidence storage. It's alarmed separately and everything is separately, and it's full. And I don't know where we're going to put that stuff if we don't.
What are we using? What are we putting in the securest place we had at the new building?
See, there's a safe.
That's a safe area.
That's probably.
Because we were told that when we got it, that's where it was going to go.
Well, it's just not big enough. It's just not nearly big enough. I mean, most people don't have a concept of the kind of evidence, and this evidence is growing. It's not getting smaller. We got to look at the future. Where are we going to keep putting this?
But
stuff?
We have stuff in that safe.
There's no evidence in that safe.
Right.
But there's other stuff in the safe. But there's stuff in that safe that you have to put somewhere else if you didn't have it. You put evidence there, so you're not.
Like cleaning supplies, right?
Well, yeah.
I'm serious. I mean, that's
yeah,
what's
I'm
there.
I'm serious.
Okay?
I mean, I think it's like uniforms and stuff. Yeah, I'm not saying that evidence couldn't be put in there. I'm just saying that.
I got it.
I'm going to fireproof room.
What's in there right? What's in there right now is mostly cleaning.
Well, also, there's a humidity issue in that room too. It's good. That room's not air conditioned.
Because we made that argument for a long time, we should be selling that building over there. And that building could be used to do something for the sheriff department.
Which building?
The house, the little house. We need to sell that house.
We also talked about moving the elections over there and moving them into the building where the elections was at. We said something about that.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a bad, and again, I'm not, need to talk to the sheriff about this. I don't think it would be a bad idea to maybe, and I don't, you'd have to ask him about it, because I know the evidence storage is an issue, and I've got it all in my head where they're going to put it all. But yeah, maybe doing away with that house and moving everything over into that, what's the investigation of elections, now might be an option there, yeah.
I think things like that, we ourselves need to go on.
That's better than anybody's house. Well, that really, not just the tour, but actually see and have an explanation. Right, so we can understand. Yeah, I think that'd be a maybe a pre-meeting before a meeting. All right, but I think one reason they're not using, there's a couple reasons they're not using that safe down there, but evidence, well actually there is evidence. And there's a room, and then the safe is in the back of that room. You go through a room into the back of the room, and there is evidence in that front room. There's not actually evidence in that safe, but that safe is relatively small, and it's a bad humidity issue. It's not air conditioned. Everything that goes in there mildew.
Well, yeah, but you can vent it easily. It can be vented.
We need to answer the question about evidence storage. That can, is there a way to do evidence storage in a way that can save us some money?
Right, yeah.
I don't think about really looking at that. I was at the Board of Elections doing the campaign period every day. And virtually nobody comes over to that house. I know they come over when they got something, but it's just sitting there a lot of times.
It's a nice house.
It's a very nice house. They bring in a nice piece of money.
All right, let's get to the next page. Page 28.
Let me make sure. This $128,144, what did you say that was?
Lapsed salaries for vacant positions.
Okay, and we're not going to fill those?
We're just taking the money away. We're not identifying positions because we know that when the month of July rolls by, he won't have any new positions. Likely when the month of August rolls by, he won't have any new. There's just not an available pool of staff right now, or candidates. And I was with the sheriff yesterday afternoon, actually before you had dropped by, and I had mentioned to him I might be doing something.
Okay, so I don't think in my mind I don't think he would object to it. I think he'd understand, but I do think it would be appropriate to tell him what we're doing. Yeah. Okay, before in case he's got some comment on it before.
All right, let's just go to the next page, 28. All right, I'm not sure what BVP is.
Bulletproof vest program.
Okay, and wasn't that normally a grant that we get?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Usually about half of it comes in grant money and reimbursement.
Okay, and
the way that works, if I recall, we have to front the money and then you're reimbursed half of it. So you have to pay for the vest up front and you're reimbursed half of it.
Then you apply for the grant money.
Okay.
And then that money goes back in the general fund, so the sheriff budget doesn't actually get any of that money back.
All right. Direct. Maintenance contract, it's going from $24,000 to $50,000, if I'm reading that correctly.
A lot of debt has to do with trying to clarify where things are charged at. There's kind of a situation where some of the maintenance contracts, part of it goes to sheriff, part of it goes to communication, part of it goes to the 911 board.
What if, can you estimate what we've spent this year for that money?
$33,000.
So we are spending more than we spent in 18.
Yeah. And depending on when the contracts come due, there could be some more getting ready to be paid this month.
Okay.
Okay. Again, I should know what BVP is. All right. I don't see anything.
What's the $16,000 for the equipment? What do they want? How many computers is that?
Must be computer for cars.
That's actually an all-terrain vehicle.
That's being requested from the narcotics division.
That's one of those side by side that can handle, looks like four people on the picture.
Well, you can get a Massimo, same thing, lock in four wheel drive with a rumble seat in the back of it. It fits four people for $79.99.
This one had the cover over all.
This has a roof too. Well, yeah. I don't know. Whatever y'all want to do.
I
think
I'm doing
great.
I think that's probably something Chase they could do tonight. Wheels. But again, and I'll just tell y'all the way I always say it. Before we start cutting things, I think we ought to talk to the sheriff because we may not completely understand. There may be something else in there he'd rather cut out instead of this. Yeah, I think it needs to be his decision.
Yeah,
if we
believe
cut something
that I made a lot of adjustments.
No, I don't agree with that at all. That's our responsibility. Yeah, that's why we're here. Now, we should ask his input so that we understand it, but we make the decisions of how much money he gets funded to run the department.
No, I don't disagree with that at all. But right. What I'm saying is, this $16,000 to me does not seem like something that he can't do without. But okay. He may have some reason that I don't know about and that we don't know about why he absolutely needs it.
Oh yeah.
There may be a $16,000 in here somewhere else that seems important to us that he may say, well, no, I can do without that more than I can do without this. That's what I'm saying. That's why we flag it.
We should be flagging
it. But if that's the case too, he can also use it because it's his budget. Once we approve the money, he can move what he wants to move where he needs to move it. So.
Can he?
Yeah, he can. Absolutely.
William and I
knowing about it.
I don't ever see any budget amendments come before us when it comes to Sheriff's Department. Right. You have the authority to do it.
To transfer within
the exactly. Budget. So it doesn't have to come before the county commissioners. So we have no idea.
Yeah, but it does come before us every time, but we never make any comment about it. It's in our meeting. William gives it to us.
Budget amendments that change from one fund to another has to come to y'all. But y'all give us authority that inside the same fund that we can move as long as it's not solid.
That's what I'm saying. Right. That's what I'm saying.
But don't you show us those?
No.
No.
No, he doesn't.
What other ones you show us?
The other ones that will either impact or reduce revenue or expenses or go from fund to fund.
I thought they were all of them. Okay.
Yeah. And when I said that about the sheriff, I mean that with any department head, you know, and I just think it's hard for us to sit here and know what his priorities are without their input. I just think us going in and say, well, they don't need that and cut it out without hearing from them why they may need that.
I think we should be flagging it, question mark.
So,
should be, yes, to have some discussion with them. Right, but we're saying, you know, if you can't make us understand why you need this,
I don't
we need to cut it.
All right, listen.
It needs to be stored somewhere else too. And
listen. Okay, we kicked that around enough. Let's go to the co-lease here.
Yes, well,
this is to add six new vehicles.
Okay, so we're at $46,000 in, I guess that's $46,000 in 2018. And
we were just starting the lease program back then.
Okay.
Because the leasing happens in stages. We were set up, we could only take about two cars at a time because of the effort involved putting the radios and the striping and all of that. So they've been staggered over time. But they had proposed 12 new vehicles, and we've talked to them about six just for this fiscal year.
All right. But is it $230,000 for six or 12?
That's to continue all.
It will be to continue what we have and get six more.
That's the problem with the lease program.
So that's about 21.
That's the problem with leases. Right there. That's why I never like it. Right there. We'll just give yourself.
But again, if
you take
$200,000, you get what? How many cars?
Three, maybe.
Three per year. And I'm talking about 21. We're going to pay that same money every year.
To get the fleet upgraded. And with this.
And the maintenance that you said.
And the maintenance included in there.
Okay. I know there's an argument for it. I can't find it. Yeah, I know there is.
Well, but do they need all these vehicles this time? Or is this already agreed upon? Huh?
You lost some manpower.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You lost some manpower.
They're requesting 12, and we sat down with Keenan and had a discussion with him. He's got six currently old vehicles that are on the road. So that's the reason we were able to get him to come back to six.
I actually talked to Chief Kenneth Perry, the Chief Deputy, this morning. He said the one thing I hope that we can keep in there is these six vehicles. And their goal is to get back on a rotation where they can
They're just starting the process. Let's leave it.
That's the thing. We need to get on that rotation.
If the board wants to remove $16,000 from the budget, let's just take out $16,000 from the budget, add it to the life salaries, and then he'll have to work within whatever his final allocation.
We already did. I don't care where it's at.
So we're pulling 16 now.
All right, page 29, communications.
Your biggest impact here, I think, is your salary adjustment.
Again, we go back to maintenance costs. It's doubling. Page 29, maintenance costs in 2018 was $14,000. It's now at $28,000.
That's the same question. Where are we now, Rick?
We're at 13. Again, this was one of the things I was talking about a while ago, that I've taken a closer look in some of the way it was coded before.
Okay.
Wasn't being charged to the right departments. I'm trying to clean it up.
I understand that, but again, it's somewhere else. Okay. So if you got 13,000 as of right now, we're 10 months into the year, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's about $1,200 a month. So if we increase it to 15, 16.
If my maintenance contract comes due in June, that 13 averaging out is not going to work, because I could have like $10,000 payment coming due this month.
For something over and above is what you're trying to say?
The maintenance contract is an annual renewal, and it could be a time for it to come up for renewal.
Okay. So if it was 18,000,
and it renews every year, 14. So same thing happened in 18, yeah. And it was 14.
And it looks like your 2019 is following the same route.
A little higher.
Okay, so if you want to, I will. I'll take a closer look at it to make sure there's nothing out there.
Looks like if 18 was 14, and right now you're at 13, you could be even 18 for this year. So it looks like you ought to have at least 10,000 in there.
Okay. Consensus 10,000?
Yeah. Okay. All right, page 30. Emergency management.
What happened to communications?
That's where we just pulled the maintenance out.
Again, this is one of those discussions that if you wanted to go to a flat countywide fire tax, it'd be good to make that decision and direction known now so that we can plan for next year, so that when you're working with rebound, you can have the equivalent of 3 cents roughly pulled off, I think it's 2.8, for the fire component. Because right now your general fund tax rate is inflated to the extent we keep fire in this budget, where a lot of other jurisdictions support fire.
Let me tell you why I support that. Other counties look at us, and they look at our tax rate, and they say, what the hell is happening in Bertie County? They don't know that we don't have fire tax, or that we don't have these other taxes that they do, which is separate. And it makes us look crazy, and to the citizens who don't understand the value of what that represents. If we broke it out and could show them what we're paying right now in the budget, what it's costing us, when we did need to do an increase or something, they would understand it.
I think he addressed it in his message.
Yeah, again, if y'all would give us the direction and to say that's what you want to do, then we will plan to make
for
that
the next go around. And I think we needed some research done on it also. Yes. Okay. Yeah. and not just say, okay, this is what it is, 3.5. Okay? We need to do some research on it.
Be arbitrary.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So if you can do that, county manager, and we can say we plan on that for the next budget, okay? After we've reviewed the research, that's going to be done by probably the new assistant county manager.
Well, if there, and if there were any other similar kinds of areas that break out, we ought to do this one.
I think the garbage needs to be broke out also.
Absolutely.
Everybody else is.
Well, again, on the garbage, I don't think we can do it as a tax. We have to
exactly.
make it a fee.
That's
a
what
fee.
I'm saying. Thing, you take thing. It out. No difference.
Citizens see the value of it.
Right. It's right there. And this is what it's costing. Okay.
So if that were to go up, they'll see it. They'll know it.
So it would be a line item.
Yeah, absolutely.
The
solid waste tax, I guess, or a solid waste fee is what it would be. That's how Northampton does it.
And collectible through the tax office.
Yes, absolutely.
Sir.
Yes, sir. It'd be easier for us too, to be honest with you.
I think it'd be helpful to approve a motion on that, because I'd like to have it in the record.
Okay. Can I have a motion to have
second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Basil is on the motion. Who's the second?
Wilson.
This makes a big difference, guys, when people look at us,
other
counties, and don't understand what's happening here.
I have said this, I mean, even to break this thing apart, because every tax card
every
I get from everywhere is that.
Never do.
All right. Can you also look and see our residential tax cards that we get that are sent to the individuals? There's no street address on there. And I talked to Jody about this the other day. Now, he's looking at it, but it's just for your information also, county manager. Northampton does it, Hereford does it, and they get the same hard software we got. Hereford does, I do know, because he said that. So we just follow up behind that. There's no street address. There's a parcel number and a tax ID number, which identifies what company or who it may be that owns that property, but there's no actual street address.
If you own multiple properties, you don't know if this
when you get
Maple
when you get
Street
your tax
Oak Street or
right. Mine doesn't, okay, and I have to call into the tax department and I have to go over every one of the tax cards for every piece of property. I say, okay, now what street address is this? What street address is this? And I have to give them the partial ID numbers to get that information. Well, if you only have one or two properties, it's easy, but if you got numerous. Okay, you got three. All right, let's move on.
We have five, thank you, sir.
Okay. We got, y'all see anything in EMS?
I mean,
how do you figure fuel? Do you figure a dollar a mile or a gallon of fuel? What do you base that on?
We get it discounted.
Well, I know the one that actually goes through trouble with Audrey. She actually has a sheet where she puts in there.
I always struggle with that. I mean, you could figure these gallons that you're going to use pretty quickly. It's hard to figure a dollar amount because the price of fuel just fluctuates so much. I mean, don't spend a lot of time on it. I'm just curious.
Yeah, she's the one that actually goes through the trouble with doing a spreadsheet.
Y'all see
any
of
the EMS? Right.
Yeah,
he gets an estimated price
per
gallon.
How do you estimate that? Anyway, don't spend any time.
I know it's kind of hard because if you're at Florida, you fail at
show. I've always said the county should put a give the department a price per gallon to figure their fuel on and let them figure the number of gallons.
Software.
That's what I'm going to do. All the different departments use a different price per gallon.
Software is $14,000. They had none in 18.
You ever run for your
page? Yeah, you're on page 32. Should be.
Yeah, I was moving forward.
Yeah, William, on page 32, the software, no money in 18, so that means we had it in the budget in 19. Has that been spent?
$2,348 of it.
So $14,000, we estimating, and that's all that was spent. Well, originally budgeted 12.7.
Yeah, at the moment, paid $2,348.50.
All right, so if we take $10,000 from there and leave $4,000 in, that should give a fairly good little tap.
I will make sure there's not something coming up to be paid. How much you say?
$10,000 is what we take out and leave $4,000 in, since we only use $2,000.
Somebody explain to me this fire department.
Where are you at, Greg?
Please,
which page you want, buddy?
I'm on
30.
Which page?
30. The one that says fire department.
That's what we pay the fire departments.
Yeah. We have 12 fire departments, and the county gives $30,000 to each fire department.
$360,000.
And that's up significantly that this board did in the last few years. I want to say it used to be $10,000.
It was. Okay. We looked at page 32, we cut $10,000 on that software deal. Now we're on page 33.
Let me see, Greg, just so you know, there was a lot of disagreement around the money that we gave to the fire departments, right? We give the money every year. Well, one of the things that was recommended is that rather than give the money, we apply for a USDA grant for the fire departments and use this money for the matching money in that grant that we give away every year. And it keeps growing bigger and bigger and bigger. We could buy almost twice as much for the fire departments doing it that way rather than giving them the money, and we don't know where it's been.
So why are we doing that?
The fire departments
don't want it.
They want to be able to do whatever they want to do with it.
And but this is like what Greg just said about the sheriff department.
It's crazy.
So we make that decision. Just say,
like Midway just got a huge grant, but they had to have matching funds, so they use that money toward that. You know, but each fire department, their needs are different.
It's him. So,
and they're not
okay. So now they have a group.
Yeah, but they're not.
Well, if that group could say, here are the priorities representing all of the fire departments. Here's what they need.
Well, I think
that money is X. Let's say the money was $500,000, right? We could spend $250,000 and give them all of that.
That association's not strong enough to, right now, they're not there yet.
That would be a conversation probably to have with Jody Sarah since he's over that thing. Well,
we did, and Jody kind of liked it. Remember?
Well, I don't remember, but I'm just saying, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I'm just saying I don't remember. But I'm saying that could be something we have Jody Sarah come in and review with him and see what he thinks, since that change was back when Billy Smithwick was in there. And
each year we give money that we don't know how that money's going to be used. That does not make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think it's basically used the way it's supposed to be, but you're right. We don't know. That fire association, they're not going to agree. They're not going to agree, so we've got to get somebody like Jody or somebody to listen to. You're never going to get the association.
You're exactly right. That's the reason I say he needs to come in, because prior to that, we had a different guy that was over all the fire departments. He's not there now.
So we're giving every fire department the same amount of money. Some may need more, some may need less. Well, we give them all the same.
I agree.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, I can tell you why. Because it's a political thing. You start giving one more than the other, then you start getting into all that. That's why. I'm not saying that's a good reason. I'm just saying that's why. That's what I think.
And that's why every other county has a fire tax.
Right?
And the citizens in that community decide what they want the money to go to their fire department.
I think this should remain as is. And we do it like we did the attorney.
And research it.
And research it and come together.
Exactly.
Look at,
and that's what we talked about. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. I'm lost now. What page are we on, guys? 34?
33. We finished 33. On 34.
Okay. 34. All right. Non-emergency.
I think Mitch did a great job with his budget, with his asking.
Mitch, I'm asking the same thing about the software. No money in 18, $10,000 in the budget. Have you spent it?
$2,348.50.
Spent $2,300.
So if we pull 5,000 out of that. Six, planning and inspections.
There's funding for one additional inspector to help with the fire inspection. That's probably the biggest change.
Is the classes that he goes to for his levels, or is it that expensive that we $6,000 or $5,000?
It really is, because there are very few classes offered in the eastern part of the state. He goes to Morganton quite often and a couple other locations out west. If we could get our community colleges down this way, anywhere,
I'm getting ready to get there. I'm just looking at everything.
Sometimes he's gone for a whole week.
What are the chances that we're going to get a new employee with some levels?
He's been ready to re-advertise. There's always the possibility.
This little fella that's been helping us from Hartford County, can we steal him? He's already leveled up.
They just have to see.
He's leveled up.
EMP training. That's what she was just talking about?
Yeah, employee training.
Okay. What have we done so far this year?
$2,300.
Trying to budget for two positions.
Yeah, I get it.
So the last one down there, that CO lease, what is that?
Two vehicles, one that's driven by Chris Surgeon, one that's driven by Barry Anderson.
Okay.
Lease vehicles.
So we have those. We got both of those this year, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Medical examiner. What did we spend this year so far on medical exam?
$15,850.
Yeah. Expecting more, huh?
Well, this
no,
is
I know.
This
I
is
get
a really
it.
Bad year.
No,
this is
hey.
The one that got me in trouble a few years ago because it was like $35,000 or whatever because it was a bad year.
Yeah. You ain't that far off. No, that's 10 months. Yeah, right.
We're going to start calling you Dr. Kevorkian. That's what we're going to do.
Now we have staff that are doing it. Does it still cost us that much?
Well,
we have to do autopsies.
As medical examiners, does autopsies. If it's an unattended death, it has to have an autopsy,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Animal control.
Biggest item here, we continue to carry $50,000 towards the shelter project, and we can work on that this year. If the
utilities.
Utilities. About a year ago, the board agreed to let them accept a modular unit. It's like a school classroom building. And I think we paid just for the setup. They actually brought it down, and with utilities on that, they've also got an additional building for cats. It's like one of these storage barns you see for sale. It looks like a tiny little barn, and then the other utilities have gone up considerably.
Just so everybody will notice, explain briefly what's going on. This cat issue, they have changed the law. Used to could euthanize feral cats immediately when they pick them up. Now we have to keep them, I believe it's 5 days. So anytime they pick up these feral cats and they pick them up, there's no end to how many you can pick up. We have to keep these feral cats for 5 days. And we have to take them out of the cage that they're called in and put them in a care facility there for 5 days. that's going to get to be a bigger and bigger thing in the future. It's a huge problem because they're just wild as raccoons. I mean, you can't have them. Really, they're
wild.
They
eat you alive.
And they're
wild.
They're babies.
I have one in the house. I have one in the attic of the barn. I swear his head was that big, right? Yeah. I
mean, they're dangerous.
I woke up there scared the hell out of me. I fell down and everything else trying to get out.
But you have to keep them for 5 days. So that's going to be a facility issue in the future.
I went to the house to get the pistol, shoot him, bear grill, let me shoot him.
So Scott, on the shelter piece, we've been keeping this every year, right? Are we gonna do something this year or not?
I really hope we can. It's just with trying to play catch up after all the hurricanes, it really put us behind. But hopefully, we can knock some things off our list.
We went out there.
Are we gonna do 50 though, or are we gonna do half of that?
No, actually, we're doing 80. There was a line item in Anthony's budget that has 30. It was on this list up near the top. When we mentioned to Anthony that we had continued to have our 50 in the animal control, he said we really need closer to 80. So I put the 30 in his budget. It's really a combined $80,000 is our best estimate at this point.
And you feel like we're going to spend it this year?
We sure hope so. We sort of promised that.
Well, they drug me out there the other week.
I just want to spend it. You know, if we're going to put it in here, and that means we don't take something else out, mm-hmm. let's make sure we spend it.
Well, what are we going to do? What's the plans there? Are you going to try to build it? I mean, obviously can't build a new. The animal shelter is inadequate. I mean, the state inspector is saying we're like one of the last in the state that has it.
But 80,000, you ought to be.
You can do that.
Serious work.
We can build a new facility.
80,000, you think?
Yeah, a metal building. It's going to be a metal building. That's what it's going to be. No different than an EMS building. Well, I'll put it like this. I'm at 2,500 square feet building over in Lewiston. Came in at 110,000. Electric, AC, heating, and air, the whole nine yards. But all I want to try to do is try somehow to. We'll go into that later on.
Yeah, nice. Let's just make sure we spend.
But yes. Okay. We done with that. Economic development. How much was spent this year on economic development?
To date, $102,000.
And we're in the process of spending some on some tall glass of water.
Okay. As long as we're using that money to go somewhere else. Okay. All right. Corporate extension.
You'll notice we've been growing on the salary line item. A couple of years ago when Richard was here, I almost forgot his name, and we agreed to the new core staffing model that the state had put forth for all cooperative extension. But one of the positions that the state had cut out was the job that Belinda Belch used to be in. So that's now fully funded by the county, and just at every turn, they tweak the formula so that more falls back on the county.
That's hard to get around to.
It is, but there ought to be some savings though, because they lost Whitney. Not replaced for her yet.
I think she's
planning to.
But
we don't have spent no money on this person yet. But the person ain't started
this year,
yet.
But next year we will.
I got it. But there ought to have been some savings out of this year's budget as a result of it.
Also had to help out them to give Jared a pay raise, I think, wasn't it?
So where are they on total spend year to date?
The salaries year to date.
I mean everything.
Oh, $204,000.
$204,000 year to date, 10 months, and we're saying $320,000. Help me with that.
204, yeah, because they'd only need about 250.
We put in a vehicle for Jared, a police truck. And again, that position is now filled. I mean, she came by, she was introduced yesterday. day before. So,
that's an absolute new ad, but...
Well, she's replacing with me.
Right. Okay, but that still goes on the salary line, but, yeah. I mean, that's already in the budget.
So that's all $100,000, right?
But I guess the point being made is that Williams got 200 and what for 10 months now?
204.
Okay.
It's
and if we don't ask $20,000 a month, so you're at 240. If you go 260 and you get 320, that's going to save you $60,000 right there.
This is weird. We just want to know where that extra money is because it's not in the salary. Haven't spent a lot of this stuff.
No. I'm just saying. I mean, that's where it is. It comes up to $20,000 a month. If you don't have this, that'd be 240. Give them 260. That's an extra 20 grand on top of it. And out of 320, that's the same as the 60,000.
I don't think you had a lot of wiggle room.
I don't see any either.
With our agreement with the university, there's a lot that has changed just this spring, and on positions we've already filled, where they've changed how the some of their folks got raises in addition to the one that the board granted for Jared.
But does that money just roll over? Because obviously it's going to...
Well, if we don't spend, it'll go into the fund balance. But and some of the line items here are for their grants that come through. I just think we may save some money this year, but looking forward, I don't believe you've got a whole lot of wiggle room to go.
But Scott, I mean, it looks like a difference, almost $100,000. So where is that money? It was in the budget, but it has not been spent. It's right now it's $116,000.
How many payroll
months?
$204,000. So they're averaging $20,000 a month.
$40,000. Yeah, because it was running.
So it'd be $244,000 is what they're going to end up with at the end of the year. And we got $320,000 in there. Even if we bounce them up to $280,000, an extra $40,000.
I
just understood where it was.
When you look at 18 and what he's proposing for this year, there's not a lot of difference.
What I'm looking at is what he's saying they have spent.
Is there some kind of
right now? Okay. And that's what I'm talking about.
Is there some kind of end of the year expense? Something happens different at the end that they're not saving? I mean, because if not, what y'all are saying is exactly right.
But you never can know that until you know what this means.
Exactly. Well, we know he's getting it to us now.
So. Shouldn't have to do this. No other county does this. Nobody. No organization does this.
Nobody. William was referring me to the letter we got from the NC State University at A&T this spring. Again, they've made a lot of changes in the core staffing formula because as they set new standards, if you have a bachelor's, if you have a master's degree, if you have something beyond a master's, and when they set some of those base levels, some of our people were not at those base levels, so they've been adjusted up. I think we're pretty tight on the salary piece in here and on the line items.
I'm not even looking at the salaries. I'm just looking at what has been spent. You're saying it's averaging $20,000 a month.
But what I'm saying is that includes the salaries.
I know it does. I know. If you go 20 times 12, it's 240, right?
But Jared didn't have his raise. That's $100,000.
But Tammy, that's the reason we're turning around and saying we go to 260, 280. Okay.
I know we lost.
I guess the question is, why would we spend that much more money in the last 2 months than we spent the previous season?
That's what they were just saying.
The funding for the salaries are taking a big increase next year based on the guidelines we've been given from North Carolina A&T and NC State. They have made minimum scale,
but they're also things. But they're also paying a percentage of that too.
Right.
No, we're not paying 100%.
No, I don't see them, but that increase, whatever the percentage is that comes down to us, is going to be on us.
Okay, but what is that?
But again, it kicked in late in the fiscal year, so the fact that we've not spent all of it this year doesn't mean we're not going to spend it next year.
You'll spend some of it, I think, but you're not going to spend $100,000 of it.
Well,
or better.
About 100, but you're right. I think that the number is that $60,000 number, Scott. That's taking out the salary part. It's still $60,000. So unless they're going to spend it, $60,000 someplace else, not in salary.
This is one where I'd like to give Billy Morrow a chance to look at this.
Okay.
I mean, I have no problem, but it's just not evident where they're going to spend the other 60 grand. You wouldn't want to take it all anyway. You wouldn't.
No, of course not. You'd leave at least a $40,000 pad. Yeah, I mean, that's a hell of a pad.
So you're saying save 20 or save 40?
No. They're only going to end up with 240. We've got a 320, okay? Right? So that's 80,000.
Right.
We get another 40, okay?
And then it saves about 15. Well, we have to do that department just like we just did this year. Take it off and let him come back. And
exactly. Right.
So we just save 40 and let him.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to adjust. Yeah. That's just half of it.
So 40?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You just can't let the cat trick you.
But it's 100,000 now, but we still have.
We're only taking 40 months out. It's giving them 40 plus another, gives them a total of 60. So it's going to give them an extra 240. We had 100. Get my mind all screwed up now. How much is that, William?
I'm sorry.
It's $20,000 a month. That comes up to what? $220 or $240? $240. Okay. We got how much in the budget? $320. Okay. $320. That's where I'm screwing up at. So we take $40,000 out of the budget.
Still be giving $280.
We'd be giving them $280. Okay. Which is an extra $40,000 on top of what they would be spending.
Mm-hmm. If they continue to spend it.
Yeah.
Makes sense
to me. You look like you got questions.
Well, we've had a position vacant for a long time, and that's brought down that average of $20,000 per.
Yeah, but wouldn't that? But again, we haven't cut their salaries. That's the point I'm making. That money's still in the salary, as it's just not committed. So we're not taking that salary out of the salaries.
We don't pay that whole portion.
If you take
people, we don't pay that whole
portion. But the money that's budgeted is our portion for next year.
Right.
In the salary line item.
Scott's not on board with this, y'all.
Yeah, we're not connected here somehow.
Well, I guess we need to have a real heart-to-heart with Billy and the staff, because their budget is very, very tight. There's a lot of grant money in here. I don't know when the grant. Yeah, they're getting ready for the summer program. It could be they've got a lot of heavy expenses coming in here in June.
They haven't even received the money yet from VITA.
But
the reason I know, because I've got $7,500 coming to me.
Yeah, but
they haven't received
it. Don't
it.
Let them spend it knowing that it's coming. I just.
Yeah, so it's going to put them in a better situation when they come.
You know, it's for this year. Budgeted in here because I've already got a letter saying what they expect to get.
No. I don't mean the money that has been in the proof of it. We just got the letter. We just got the letter less than 2 weeks ago. So they know now that they're going to get additional money for VITA, just like I know.
Okay.
That ain't in here.
That's not in here.
No.
That would be, as you said, a budget amendment. I'll bring to y'all.
That's exactly right. And they have, I believe, three.
Well, in the past, Scott, I meant you want to get a hold of Billy and ask him to step in here. We can talk to him about it.
This is a huge percentage.
I think I know where he's getting the disconnect at. That 204 you're looking at in 10 months, we average $20,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That average means that person that's been missed, we haven't been paying her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's brought that average down.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we're want to hire someone,
mm-hmm,
that average will go back up by that person.
The person been missed, you're talking about Whitney?
Yeah.
She just left, so she's not been missed at all. She just left.
She's been gone several months.
Yeah, but this is only 10 months. She ain't been gone 2 months.
It's been gone several months.
Well, even at that, when was she getting paid? I mean,
two months?
She was getting paid prior anyhow. I mean, until she left. Let's say she left 4 months ago. She's still 6 out of 10 months been paid. So 6 months of her salary has been taken out.
Yeah.
Okay? So I understand what you're saying, but it's not going to add up to what we got.
It's not going to make the $40,000.
No, it's not. And that's the point I'm making. Okay? The $40,000 is well over what they would need.
Before the
Well, we just got it on the list. I mean, this is a conversation piece. Let's just keep moving on, okay? Mm-hmm. Scott, we're just going to move on.
Okay.
I think we're on page 44.
44?
Yeah, soil conservation. Next one's health department.
That's in keeping with their funding plan.
Yeah. Veteran services. Are they trying to get new computers or something or equipment?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Nutrition and aging. I guess that's Council of Aging, I should say.
One big change is a change that is going to get hit, and that's home delivery meals, because we are now really doing that again. We did not, previous year, have enough staff to get it done. Now they do, so that's going to be a real hit. So that is...
Okay, that's keep moving.
I don't know about the other.
All right.
How about the maintenance building?
Well, that's for the stuff that needs to be done to the inside, carpet, stuff like that. I mean, places need some rehabbing. Okay, special appropriations.
What is, I have a note, second change.
That was one of the JCPC programs.
And we're funding it separate from JCPC?
Tammy, where's that at? I don't even see it.
We do separate line items.
Page 50.
Because they get separate checks.
That's on page 50.
But they're all part of
the JCPC. What is it?
Managed through the JCPC program.
It's the second page, most of the way down. Mm-hmm.
5 from the bottom.
Okay. 27.5. Y'all know what it is?
Why is it separate? Why is it two different checks then? Why is it?
That's the line item where I pay the check out of each one of the programs that JCPC sponsors has a line item in here.
Okay.
You want to highlight all of them that fall under?
I don't know if I have a number all of them. Second chance.
Why is Pound the Sound in there when we don't do Pound the Sound anymore? We've got Pound the Sound in here, but they don't do Pound the Sound anymore.
No, that's for the sounds of the sounds. That's for the River Sound.
Well, I thought Peace Sounds was Pound the Sound.
Well, and we may have had Pound the Sound years past, but that's partnership. Well,
a couple of lines up, Children Matters, kind of abbreviated, is one of them. Yeah.
JCPC Task.
JCPC Task.
Team Court.
And then a couple more lines up, Job Educational Program.
But JCPC fund most of it. We do 10%.
10%.
Right.
Right. And there's a revenue line item in there where they fund the money to offset this expense line item, which includes all 10%.
Okay. All right. But we just don't know what second chance is, right? Y'all know what second chance is?
Yeah, it's something to do with the court system.
Okay.
Okay. It wasn't in our book. And
well, it's been there since 2018. It's been there since 2018. We said we're going to keep everything that was there, and then so let's keep it moving. So.
And the Forest Service must be doing something different. That's that additional person. Is that something in the Forest Service from a 111 to 125?
Didn't they have an extra? Did they have to have some more money for extra position
last year?
Right. So that's probably what that is.
That's probably what it is. Don't even worry about it. I mean, we already know they picked up an extra person. Y'all ready to move on?
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
I thought somebody said we didn't get anything to hope. Seems like they went up 25. What's going on?
That's well, the roof.
The one-time roof.
One-time thing.
For the roof that we talked about. Oh,
one-time. Yeah, one-time. One-time. That's one-time. It. Okay.
But the first one, they are picking up extra person. Is that right? The Forest Service is picking up an extra person.
Yes, he had talked to us about that, I think, last year.
Right, but that's been approved?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, we can just follow up with it later on. I mean, it's,
we're recommending exactly what he asked for.
Correct.
Okay.
I don't know if you were in the room when I said it, but it shows Lawrence Library on here and not Burt Chief County Library.
What the hell is
this? Accuracy.
Yeah. I thought it was
where you said
that. On page 51,
2, 3, 4,
600 bucks.
Well, hell, we got Highway 1764 on page 52.
I'll land a peanut
faster.
Like, on page 50, we got Highway 1764 there, which is about seven line items from the bottom. You see on page 51, too?
No, I
said 50.
50.
So what did we do?
I have a damn, I don't know.
Which one are we talking about?
Where it says Highway 17 and 64.
It used to be Highway 17. They renamed it as Highway 17/64.
Why are we giving them money?
That's the association that advocates on behalf of our whole region to try to get the improvements on Highway 17. Part of that.
Okay.
What is this child MATT?
That's one of Child Matters, and that's one of the programs that's been approved by the
No, we don't.
Crime Prevention. They get the grant money. It's 90% state and 10% local. They put out the bids, they select the programs, and then they fund it through us because we run the checks.
Yeah.
So we're not actually giving this 27.5 then?
No. Well, we're giving them 10%
of that 27.5.
But we'll get 90% of it through the state.
Okay.
I'm assuming
52.53.
Okay. 15.655 for a team court seems like kind of a random figure. What is that? What is that? I know what team court is.
I think it was the actual cost.
That's another JCP.
It's JCP.
It's JCP part by the state.
It came in.
We give 10%.
And I'm going to tell you something. Of all the parts, that works. That helps.
Yeah. It only costs us 10%.
Yeah. Miss Bonnie does a heck of a job keeping that thing going. And we're getting ready to get, we got it going now in the elementary school. Works and works.
That's 57% increase in supplies.
I
look
at the dollars.
Supplies?
Yeah, 57%.
Football helmets.
Yeah, tackle football team.
Shoulder pads. She was showing me the specs on the helmets. They really
they're like 300 something bucks a pop.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Okay. And we needed that for our tackle football team.
That's a program that just started, I think, last year, and it's been a big success.
Big success.
What they described.
First year went 4-4, buddy. And we beat Elizabeth City.
So no maintenance for the building.
So that's where they were trying to do, I think, some carpet and some other stuff in the old rec building. And any of the improvements that we budgeted for, we put them in Anthony's budget.
Yeah. Right. Okay, transfers. We're on page 55 now. That's where I'm at.
Well, we're taking the 130 out of that too, right? Down at the bottom.
For the we took that out.
Yeah, we took it out already. Right. Transferred other funds.
Most of that's debt service.
Right. Contingency. Restricted intergovernmental, as it says. That's pretty much everything in it, Scott.
Well, the general fund.
Service administration. This
social services is primarily driven by the state.
Yeah.
They do an excellent job with their
budget. Let me go back. One other thing I just want to understand. On page 60. Total transfers from 885 to 1.5. The revised budget was 1.3. Is that what we're going to spend? Where were you today? It's $200,000. No, I know it's a hard number to put together.
It's a hard number to put together. But basically what this is the adjustment is the projected revenue they expect to receive and the expenses they expect and the difference of them.
But we're expecting a $200,000 increase in that, is what we're saying here. Not over last year. Even though over last year, it's a $700,000 increase. So over budgeted this year, we're expecting a $200,000 increase?
That's the number DSS has run for me, presented to me.
Does that make sense to anybody?
No.
That number that's a big number, William. We need to double, triple, quadruple check that number. That's $700,000.
The state's made a lot of adjustments. We can have Cindy come in and...
I'm just saying, I'm fine with William. Somebody goes, Scott, because even over what they asked us for, it's $200,000 more than they asked us for.
I agree. It's a big enough number where it needs some explanation.
I guess 1.5 million. But they would have had that in their budget. Right?
Should have been in the budget.
It's big money.
My fingers are cold.
It's going down my neck. Come on, toughen up, toughen up.
Okay, so we got a list of things down here. Contract
toughen up. You ain't going to do nothing.
See, I'm not giving them their budget, but not $200,000 more.
I think you're right, big enough number where it needs an explanation.
Where's that number at?
That's in there.
Yeah, but we got 3% in the budget.
Increased birth benefits
for legal services. But wait, even if you add up all of their budget, this is $200,000 more than they asked for. Their budget, 19 was 1.3. We're saying 1.5.
Your golden nipples are poking out.
1.3 was this year's.
Right, and we're saying $200,000 more.
She's got a few things listed in here that I was just trying to go through listed.
Scott, his own little air conditioner is sitting beside him, so the rest of us can be
increase of $10,000 for contracted services, increase about $20,000 in state foster care, increase in about $15,000 for legal services involving child services.
That's 35. And
so that's some of the things she actually pointed out to me.
I'm just saying that those things meet. I'm sure they're legitimate, but that's $35,000.
Yeah.
We're giving $200.
I just put the numbers.
No. I'm just saying this is a big number, so it needs to be a little more tight. Just like we scrutinize all the others, this is a big number. We may be to get $50,000 out of here, or more.
Yeah, well, we can check with Cindy and review it again.
This is $200,000.
And I had on my notes, Foster was a big number, and I didn't know what it was. Is it because of the equipment?
I noticed different mentalities.
No, that's in the budget.
With Foster.
Page
62.
I don't know. That's somebody else. That's
no, it's social service.
Oh, social service too. I didn't look for that.
But they have to purchase some new equipment this year.
See, but that's what I'm just looking at that line on page 60. See, page 60 is a total of a total.
Something that was foster kids that's going on.
That's different from page 60. That's a total.
We went from 14 and 18 to 53 and 20. That's foster. I don't know what that is.
Right. But I know it's with those foster kids. I must get influx.
Is that the ad we're going to add?
What's going to add?
Not ad valorem, but those foster care folks, you have to be, right? Those people who supervise foster care arrangements. Ad litem. Right. We were sure it didn't have enough people, so we had to have more. We were requiring more, but that's what it is. They get paid for.
What did they find out on the
35,000 I'm going to come up with.
For what?
The 200 social services.
But, so it's about 165,000?
We don't know that for sure. we should ask Ms. Perry to tell us what that extra $200,000 above what they asked for is. You know, and we already know, William already said, $35,000, everybody knows. But if you want a placeholder or if you just want to put a question mark.
I say we need to find out. Find out what it is.
Well, we can see if we can get either of these two back either this afternoon or tomorrow for extension.
Well, if we can get them in here now, it'd be great. I mean, are they around? Well, it's what we've always done in the past.
Okay, well, I was calling Billy, and he'll cut me and told me to go on.
Well, I want to get through the budget. We're through the budget now.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in short rows now.
What's that?
You're in short rows.
I mean, that's how I look at it. I mean, basically, we're done with it.
It's different mentalities with the department is without being through. I always try to estimate what I was going to need as close as I could. But also a mentality, well, I'll ask for three, so they'll give me two.
Ain't our first step.
Billy, what's our center here? Are you in town today?
I agree. That's
why
we're sitting right now, coming off. They had a life.
With thermostat, and you not
work
just the hospital.
Would tomorrow afternoon work to meet with Billy?
Rather do it
today. He's in Raleigh.
She's been to ICU.
Transferred
her into cardiac unit today.
Rob's English, as soon as you get back tomorrow,
it wouldn't have been a different number. I get 706.
I got 750 more.
Unless I got something on that.
Okay, just check the first thing.
150. Hold on, sir. 195. 16, POV.com, okay, 16,000.
The money that goes to the clerk of court,
that's probably
office supplies, things like that.
She says she
didn't. Miscellaneous stuff she asked for, where does that come from? Does she have a line item? Does she have a budget?
What is that for?
Most of her supplies
she says she didn't
come from the state.
Okay,
yeah. So we just keep a little bit extra, and there's just once in a while somebody wants a desk.
Oh, city bar.
Yeah, you said you didn't
for a judge or a set bookcase.
I wrote it for you. You don't have a specific pool of money for that. You just got to come up with something.
I'm good. This list was made.
The number
just
size, 10,
what we talked about.
That's the back page.
16,000. So then we're about on top of each other.
I asked the clerk a while back, and she didn't know. She said, I don't know, sir. Every time I asked something, he gave it to me. She said, I'm not sure where it comes from.
Page 20 is where he budgets a little bit in case they come up with things.
10, 11, 10, 5, 40.
Just check them out.
Because that comes out with 722.
Is there a line here? Or is it?
That's $40,000 $40,000
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to get a
45. See, I got co-op. You got co-op.
What's that $1,000?
It just goes in general guidelines. Doesn't mean you can't be picked out later.
Cindy's
on,
out of town until this afternoon.
Then if it's needed.
So, if we can
do a budget amendment.
And Billy's out until tomorrow afternoon. So if you'd like, William and I could meet with both of them and put together a report and send it out to y'all so you'd have something to work with before the.
You guys good with that?
I'm good with it.
I'm good with that.
Hello? I'm good. You I'm so good with it.
The other adjustments.
I got 752, 144.
Okay, I got 752, so we're
close. Yeah, that's close enough.
And I had that extra, I rounded it off to that 150, so 149.
cold? I'm cold. My hands are cold.
I'm cold.
I'm a hat and gloves.
It don't make no sense.
It really does.
You feel like you're in.
Everybody said they're freezing. I mean, did you look at the thermostat?
I changed it, but I don't know that it does any good. I think Anthony controls it.
Yeah, I got the cold about 9:30 in the morning.
How much is that? It's got to be expensive.
When y'all were running your tape, did you include DSS or cooperative extension?
With 200,000 in the utilities.
Did we run out?
When y'all run y'all total, did you use the 40,000 for co-op?
Yep, sure did.
And we don't know anything about DSS.
No,
left that out.
I got 735, 839.
Go down the list again. EMS, 195.
Yep.
Cooperative extension 150.
149.
Okay.
Poverty commission 16,000.
Oh, wait a minute. You did take that out?
Well, yeah. He did.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard
she
that.
She did too. It okay. Wasn't just me.
So okay. What was the dollar amount?
16.
Would you just tell 16. It? I don't remember even discussing 16? The poverty commission.
Yeah,
city
bot.
So, Tallgrass Water, what?
That city bot.
Okay, I'm with you now.
That nobody knew what it was.
Yeah. Tallgrass Water,
well, it's not a necessity.
130. Okay. Courthouse, 30. Restrooms, 30. Administrative building, 22. Sheriff salaries, 128, 144. The all-terrain vehicle, 16. The maintenance, 10,000. Software on page 32, 10,000. Software on page 34, 5,000. Property extension, 40. That ought to be either 251 or 252.
It's 751, 839 is what I came up with. You know, we did this last year the same way, William. You were coming up with something different than we were also. Good year.
And how much
I got 751, 839.
That's okay. Exactly what I got, 751, 839.
751, 839. Oh, I tried it.
Same thing happened last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if I checked this. I think transportation also had software that we reduced by 5,000.
Yes, I got that one.
Okay, I didn't read
cost. I got that.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So now, a penny is what?
128, 144.
28, 144.
So it's about
5 pennies?
Right, close to 6.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yep.
And that's without DSS?
That's without DSS.
Yep. It's 5 point, almost 6 cents, 5 point.
How much you say it was? 128 what?
144.
So that's 5.867%.
Cents. I'm going to say
Cindy should be in by 2:30.
I've already gotten one text while we were sitting here. 9 cents. And I took a picture of us and sent it to him and said, we're working on it.
It's interesting though. But I talked to several people who were here, and what they said to me was, "You guys have done a great job the last few years. There probably ought to be some increase, but not."
Nah.
Yeah.
Not.
Listen. I've had different farmers tell me that.
People say we should be doing something.
Different people have said something.
And everybody around us is having an increase this year too.
What amazes me is when you do not increase. People will say, oh, in order to have something, you really do need to increase your taxes. But when you increase your taxes, you need to get rid of every one of them. That's what they say.
Well, we It's going to be something, but anyway.
Well, tell me something else that hasn't increased in the last, what, 7 or 8 years?
Exactly. Everything's increased. Listen, I had several people have said, you know, 3 to 5. Like, we can see it. All right, that's
so
all.
We will shoot to have a report to you all on Friday confirming what we think we can do on quantum extension to GSA.
Right.
Because both of those folks are available. Cindy's this afternoon, Billy's tomorrow.
It's fine.
And then we'll be prepared when you open up the public hearing. I can either give you all the list you can read it off or all, however you want to do it.
You're going
to
read it off. I mean, you might as well read it off like you've always done in the past. I don't think we need to change our format. Just you read it off like you've always done, and this is what we've come up with, okay? And it's comfortable for everybody. That's the 10th.
7 o'clock.
And then we got the 18th at 11 a.m. is what I have.
To vote on it.
So when do we see the final, whatever?
He's going to get it to us tomorrow.
He doesn't want to do anything else about the 3, or whatever's going to come out of it.
What's the number?
No, he's getting Cindy. She's not here.
No. Whatever it is, we just want to go with that, or do we want to try to work with her?
I mean,
that's why I say, what are we doing with front end?
I don't know if we've got the... Scott.
I'm just asking.
As far...
What is that? It's going to be a threesome.
Now, me.
The fund balance.
If you don't want to have any cushion.
Where are we standing on that right now?
As I mentioned at the beginning, I anticipated at June 30, 2019, to cover your operational and capital projects, it will be $500,000 that we've used. In addition to that, we are spending the revaluation money, which you've been holding in reserve all because we're required every year to set aside money until you get to the project and then you spend it. So we'll have spent $275,000 to $300,000 of money on revalue.
Okay.
So that puts us where?
That puts us basically that whatever we got knocked off the budget is what our savings is, but we would not be using any fund balance. Would that be correct?
Well, no, we've got you budgeted to use 1.7 million.
Well, I saw that, 1.7, but we can't add on to that because we're spending into it now.
Yeah, I was hopeful you wouldn't add on to that.
Yes, exactly.
So you've cut revenue.
That's point
so this round off, Scott, to 5.8 cents, right? 5.87. Right. Well, couldn't we just say that even with little that we might take from Cindy, or you could still check these things, we're talking about 3 cents.
Right?
3 cents increase. That still allows us to give the 3% raise across the board, 3% funded to the 401k, all of that, right?
Yep.
I'm going to tell you right now, this would be okay.
I think
well,
so.
I think we really need to be careful this coming budget year and not in when we want to spend the extra money like we've spent this past year.
Right.
I mean, we've spent a lot of extra money this past year.
Well, you're right. And I think you're 110% correct. I think that, but again, I think, I don't know of any other departments that need any major overhaul or anything like that that we're going to be doing.
But we're coming in under budget for what we're budgeting. So we haven't spent more, have we? This year?
No.
It's probably
we might dip in a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
We're spending it. 500,000.
Yeah.
What is that showing?
And that's the crystal ball forecast.
That's right. And it may not be that much, but what it is what it is.
But this way, we've never done it before. We'll see. That's why we'll see the final numbers.
We don't have a money tree out there. We just need to be careful.
Yeah.
And let me give you one. So we don't dip into that fund balance.
Okay. As any more than we need to.
It's easy to get caught up. Well, it's only going to cost us such a this year.
So if you say you're 3%, 3 cents, and you come in less, then you lessen the amount of fund balance you got to spend.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yes.
If you don't spend it this year, which you can get.
This is our fund balance tracking. When we closed 18, we closed using 319,000, and I'm projecting it could be a negative $800,000 with the rebound inside of it. And as you look back, you know, you have years that are up, years that are down. But when you look at the amount of money that we've had to pull out of fund balance, and then flip over to that other page and look at some of your capital projects, I mean, I can put my hands on $1.6 million real easy that you've done any number of things, from the sheriff's new office, jail renovations, the old county building.
Courthouse.
Blue Jay Courthouse, because courthouse was $1 million, roughly.
But again, we've been able to replenish that as we've been going too, because we've been
staying pretty stable.
Exactly. So I mean, considering, you know, $300,000 out of the general fund after everything that we've done is not that damn much money.
$800,000.
But there was a $300,000 reduction, what I'm saying, from 16 to 17 to 18, or 17, 18.
Yeah, but it's
going to
be, for 18, 19, it's
going to
be a lot lower.
$800,000
lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're exactly right on that. Until we get the rest put back in.
William wants me to clarify, for the sake of having something in the minutes, that the consensus, meaning unanimous, everybody's nodding your heads, that as we try to target this up, we're looking to get just a 3-cent tax increase. I mean, you've cut 6 cents.
I wanted to make sure that one caveat is understood. If we do 3%, right?
3 cents.
3 cents, excuse me. And if whatever that we end the year at reduces the amount of that we take out of fund balance, we stay with the 3 cents, and it reduces the amount out of fund balance. Am I correct? So it changes the amount. If you spend, Scott, what you were projected to take out of fund balance, and still get 3 cents, it's more than 3 cents. Well, we're spending more of it. You don't need to spend that.
Here's the history of what I've experienced. We project the use fund balance because of the project we got going on. During the year, we're able to maybe get a little more revenue than we anticipated, or not spend in places like we did. So when the bottom line comes in, a lot of times we don't use what.
But you don't know that 100%.
But see, that.
So like right now, we're projecting $2.3 million out of fund balance. We're kind of anticipating only using $800,000.
Where I truly get it, but when you don't use that much, it shouldn't just be fluff. It should reduce the. It should go back into the fund balance.
It goes back into. That's what.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I don't want it to be extra money into the budget.
When I close the year, anything that's left over goes back into the fund balance.
All right, let me ask you. Now let me ask you a question real quick.
Go with it.
The $1.2 million that's sitting out there still that we haven't been reimbursed, is that figured in this fund balance now?
Or is No, that's cash.
I understand. But that's still money. We'll wait on that to come in.
Yeah.
We just don't know when it's coming in.
It's kind of like two animals. I'm dealing with revenue expenses, and then I'm dealing with cash. That's my cash animal.
Exactly.
I got to get the money back.
You got to get it in before you get it in here before we can count it.
Right.
But to John's point, though, I really don't understand when we talk about what our fund balance is, that we don't include that number in it. Because it is money that we're going to get.
I wouldn't include it until we got it.
No. When we talk about what fund balance is, shouldn't the fund balance be X number, this, and money to come? That total amount is
fund
money that we're going to get.
Your revenue and expenses, if you have a savings, you put it in the bank and save it.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully next year you have some more and you put it in and save it.
Got all that.
You build on all that up. Cash, I could be carrying cash out like crazy right now.
But fund balance ain't cash.
Right, exactly. It's not cash.
So when cash is owed to you, it's a receivable.
You've already accounted for the fund balance.
Right, it's a receivable.
Yeah, it's a receivable.
So you add receivables into your net fund balance. Yes. In accounting, they do it. Am I right, William? Receivables are added into your net.
Yours?
Am I right? But we're not doing that. This is a receivable. Do us. It should be added into the net.
Right, and at the close of June 30, we will account for anything that hasn't come in. We know what we have now, but because with the audit, it's a point in time.
That's right. And he is right about that. But it's different than committed and uncommitted funds. You're exactly correct.
Part of the cash and debts receivable and all of what's put on that exhibit 3, 10, whatever it is, which builds up to what our available fund balance is. My fund balance in my document here is just that. It's how much has been put in there. It doesn't start playing with the cash part of the section.
Gotcha, William, but my thing is that it should. Because it is money due us, and as when you look at accounting principles, check it if I'm wrong, and a receivable, which this is added into the net income.
On the exempt, on the financial statement.
So when we talk about our fund balance.
Let me just reset. You can carry on the conversation afterwards.
Go ahead.
Okay. I have a motion to recess till the 10th.
So moved.
Have a second? Can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand it's not in that document. Yeah. When we talk about what our fund balance is and we show that, I don't understand why we wouldn't show the cash as part of that.
When I project my fund balance, I'm projecting what I expect to get revenues and all. I'm not projecting cash. I'm projecting what I'm hoping to get.
I understand. But why wouldn't you project that cash since you know it is a receivable due us?
I think we're talking about definitions.
It's a receivable due us.
You're talking about math and definitions. You're talking about a common sense understanding of what's there.
On every other counter principle that I know of, you count a receivable.
And when I estimate my revenue, I am estimating what I expect my receivable to be. That's how I'm coming up with what I expect my fund balance to be. So I'm, as he said, I am kind of accounting for it.
But you're saying you can't pay bills with money that's owed to you.
No, I can't pay bills with money that's owed to you.
That's right.
That's why I'm saying my cash is a different animal over here.
Right. Okay, but I thought what I heard, Raymond, is when you're showing your fund balance, that does not include the cash due us. Is that what you
when,
what
when I estimate revenue that I expect to get, that's going to be my cash that should be receivables. Yeah. But I haven't gotten it yet.
When we show our budget, right? And it says fund balance, right? Does that include cash that we have not received yet?
Yes, because that's what the audit will show, yes.
So we show fund balance. It does include that cash that's owed to us.
Yes.
And that number of fund balance, that cash owed to you is included in that number?
Because I thought I heard no on that answer.
When they run the audit, give me my fund balance, that's going to be the number, that's last year's number. Y'all asked me to look in my crystal ball and try to forecast what I think that fund balance will be. I'm going in there saying I expect to receive this money, which I don't have yet, but I expect to be accounts receivable, and I estimate what it's going to be. When they get the audit done and they close the books and all and come up with that number, that's when the auditor says this number needs to be adjusted to reflect this,
right?
Which includes receivables.
Mm-hmm. Good. William, I just understood you to say no, would not include.
I may have not quite understood the question because, as I said,
you're good.
Fund balance and cash is two different things. I get nervous whenever we want to talk about that because it's two animals and it's very hard.
This number here of the $6 million plus dollars does not include money that's owed to you, right? Does not include the cash.
Not this year, because it was what was last year when it closed the
book. This same number was projected into this year. It would not include your cash, right?
When the audit's closed and they give me the journal entry to make to close it, it would.
Even though you have not received it.
Right,
because it's a receivable due, and we know we're going to get it at some point.
Yeah.
Time.
They have a thing they call cash and cash equivalents.
Right. So now I understand, because first I thought you were saying, no, that's not in because it's cash.
Well, we're kind of talking like three different sections here, and I'm trying to make sure I get it there in the right area.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. I think it's been good.
It's been very good.
Went quick.
Well, let me clarify this then. When we get to a number on Friday, are you all comfortable with me sharing anything, say, with Gene Motley, because he'll have a Saturday paper? You just want to wait till Monday and share everything at the public hearing?
I wouldn't share anything before the public hearing. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, because what's the point of the public hearing?
Exactly. It's not likely somebody's going to hit something that we haven't thought of or we need to reconsider.
Well,
but you never know. Hey, speech, yes. You cut this? Yeah. Who knows? I didn't like that, but.
I felt bad for her because, I mean, she was sitting there looking at the figures after giving us that presentation. And if I were her, I'd be sitting there thinking, I just wasted my time.
Well, you mean the lady on the books, huh?
Well, not really.
Oh, but wait a minute. What about the lady who asked us for the money for the books? The $9,000?
Did you vote on that at the public hearing?
That's not in there.
I wouldn't even consider voting until I read the book, or at least got an expert opinion from somebody that's not selling a book and whether it's a good book.
Yeah.
Or not.
Okay, if she were not the author, I'd feel better about it.
But the students liked the book.
Well,
and you know, they did a presentation at JCPC.
But she gave us a book. We should read the book.
No, I gave mine back. She said it wasn't forgiven. It was just for us to look at.
Really?
Yeah.
I kept mine.
What you guys keep?
I don't know that I would.
I can at least let them keep
them. Well, I mean,
I don't know.
I just think we're opening up a big can of worms.
Well, we bought this sound to see.
Yeah, but we didn't buy it from the author.
Yeah,
I just think before we start buying
books. They were kids.
Before we start giving books,
yeah, we did.
I don't know if we need to be doing this, because we're not in a meeting now either.
I can see it starting a big.
I would go for buying
four or five copies to put in the libraries at school.
I wouldn't until I knew that it was a good book. I agree.
But
that's my big thing.
And then letting them practice. Showcase.
No, public hearing. I'll just send you a report.
Okay, great.
The school board wanted it, and she said they didn't put it in there. That's a whole, and I just got through saying, we should be more careful with how we spend our money. That's $9,000. That's a whole lot of money. I wanted to ask, why did the school board ask? Why did the school ask? But that's their budget. This is no reflection on that girl, because I don't know her, but an expert in that field may read that book and say, this is crap. You don't need to be letting your kids read this stuff. I'm not saying that would happen, but I'm just saying it could happen.
And just on the school board member came and presented that.
Well, even last year, remember that one book they wanted to give to every...
Yeah, that was two principals, and they were not.
Was that in the budget, or did they come to us this way? It wasn't from the author, right?
Yeah, I think the county paid for both the Hatchet book and the Sound for the Sea book.
And that was not in the budget. I don't think it was. So Tammy's right, it wasn't the author coming to us.
Well, Tonsa has this wonderful book that her daughter wrote or whatever that she's had published. But she's asking, and she wants to give one to students when they go home. And she's asking the public to fund that. Yeah.
When we fund it, we're endorsing that book.
Yes.
Without knowing the content of the book, it ain't just the money. I'm not endorsing the book that's going out to students until I know more about it.
And is she giving it, is she selling it at cost rather than making some money?
Anyway.
Survived your first budget work session.
Survived it. Yeah. Get a t-shirt. Survived 18, 19, 20. I survived. So far. Need to ask down there so far, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I'm not so sure I have survived.
I mean, I personally felt like it went awfully quick. I hate to be going slowing things down, but I was fast. Anyway, we got to. Are you going to call the sheriff and tell him what we've done there, or do you want me to do it?
No, I'll call him.
Okay. I feel certain you'll go along with it. I know last year, I told him about this same, you did the same thing last year. He didn't even know it. We said he didn't. Somebody may have told him and he didn't understand it, but he didn't know it. I told him about it. He said, well, you know, that's fine. He said, I wish somebody kind of told me. So I just, I told him, well, this year if it happens, we'll make sure, you know, and give him opportunity to comment on it.
And again, if he's got the ability to work stuff within his budget and they still want to buy that ATV, I'm okay with that. Because, you know, the board didn't vote to say, no, you can't spend money on an ATV. But if he can give something else up, I think
that's the key. They give me a proposal of what they want. They eventually get so much money. And then it's kind of up to them. Buy what you really want.
See, that was my point. Ron disagreed with me. He said, no, I disagree. I thought you heard what he said. He was sitting here.
We had the same thing a couple years ago. The sheriff's office asked for a drone. And you, they give EMS and the sheriff give us the most detailed information. And the sheriff gives us copies of specifications, write-ups on every piece of equipment. They wanted a drone. Well, they got a lump sum of money. I didn't go through and say, you can have a drone, you can have 6 rifles, you can have 10 pistols. You know, once they get the money, I'm happy if they want to buy all pistols. But like, we wouldn't let them buy all drones, but we let them buy one.
But see, it didn't used to be that way.
Yeah.
Even down to the detail, if you wanted $200 item, if that $200 item wasn't approved in that budget, you didn't buy it, period. And that's the way, that's what I had
offered. No, I know, because in the first place I worked, when J.I. Smith was sheriff over in Haswell, if he wanted to go to the sheriff's conference, he had to come in front of the commissioners and get approval to spend a travel check. Or if the health director wanted to go to the health director's conference, and it was, you know, it was going to be 3 days, they'd have to come and beg the commissioners to be.
And I think that may be an old way of doing things.
Yeah.
I think
it's like a church property committee.
Right.
You know, what kind of lawnmower are we going to get? A Toro or a
Kmart? Right. But that's what I had to deal with. And I just never felt, I think especially for elected official, but even with any department here, I think, you know, they just had, I don't know. And I always argued, you know, I may turn in a budget. I may have a $1,000 item in there that I absolutely got to have. Mm-hmm. I may have a $20,000 item in there that I can do without. Mm-hmm. You know, you can cut this $20,000 item, but don't cut this $10,000 item.
We don't cut any of that stuff, except when we're talking about cars. I mean, we come to an agreement, yes, we're going to lease 6 more vehicles, but in terms of all that other stuff, if there's something, because something will come up maybe he didn't think of, middle of the year.
Look,
see some new piece of
they cut my ammunition budget 1 year. I mean, we have to have a minimum amount of ammunition. We got
for training.
We got to qualify with weapons. I mean, there's some math involved in that. You have to have a minimum. They cut it in half. I came before the commissioners. I said, we got to have this. Well, you're going to have to figure out. What I didn't tell them was I had squirreled away enough that they didn't know about it because I anticipated something like this happening with that bunch. So I squirreled. But I came to them and I told them, we absolutely have to have this. You know, we can't, you know, I'm going to have to, I got half enough ammunition to get my folks qualified. I'm going to have to lay off half my staff if y'all don't give me. They would not listen to it. They wouldn't. You just got to figure it out. Well, I had enough ammunition squirreled away where I got through 1 year. You know, if I hadn't, I don't know what I'd done then. I just don't know what I'd done. You know, that's.
you might remember I was talking to Kenny. You came out there one day talking about supplies for the boat. You know, but the boat was something that kind of fell in his lap, but we didn't have anything budgeted for it.
Right.
But yet he had some radios that he said, well, I really don't need to get these radios. I said, well, then use that money to buy you equipment for the boat. I don't care what you spend it on. You just can't spend more than what's in the line item. So that's kind of what he was talking about a while ago. You know, we give you the money, you decide what's most important to you, and you decide what you need the most.
You know, I think that's probably even more so. I mean, the elected official, he answers directly to the public.
I think the sheriff more than anybody. The register of deeds kind of gets treated like every other department head. Because herself, she's running an office. I mean, that's pretty predictable. But for an elected sheriff, I try to give him as much latitude as I can.
Well, he's accountable directly to the public. And he's
In some counties, the commissioners want to do whatever they can to tie the sheriff
to try to control it. It's a control thing, is what it is. Yeah.
And it's not fun when you do that, because when you get into a pissing contest with the sheriff's always going to win. I mean, that's just the way the system is set up.
It comes down
to you don't pick a fight with the sheriff.
It comes down. Z Lamb even told me that. You know, if it comes down to.
I'm glad he learned something.
And I did. I mean, there was a couple of times I had to, and I didn't like to do it because nobody wins when you're doing that. But I had to just go public with some things. Say, look, I'm doing the best I can here, but they will not give me any funds to do this with. You know, and when you do that, if you have a legitimate complaint like I did, sheriff's going to win.
Well, the toughest budget we had here with the board was the first year I was here and Wallace was chairman, because Wallace wanted to get into the weeds on everything.
I'm sure. Yeah. He had that old school mentality. And, see, that's the way he was.
And I've learned with Ron, I have these battles with Ron every year. You know, he wants to demonstrate to everybody that he knows more about finance than either of us. And that's okay. I mean, if that's what he believes. But we've given him different types of reports. And as William said, last year we gave them two so they could see what was actually spent versus the budget. And they didn't like that. So we went back to what we had. And there's no pleasing Ron. I mean, there's just no.
Oh, I know that.
I'm glad you remember that too, because I, you know, we gave them two reports because Tammy got upset because I don't know which report to look at. So we zeroed in and said, well, this is the one we're going to talk about. We're going to go with this one. And that's kind of where we went.
And time is our biggest enemy. We don't have time to spend weeks on the budget, because there are places like Martin County. They set up a set of budget hearings for the department heads, and each department head comes in and spends about an hour in front of the commission.
We used to do that here.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
And that's just nonsense. I mean, it's painful. Mm-hmm. I mean, because
we have tried to pull in the department heads where we feel like we need to sit down and talk with, but any of the other ones that basically got basically the same kind of budget as before,
right,
there's no need to waste their time. I mean, right, they're not really asking for anything.
It's just our department heads, they're blue collar. They have to get out and work. You know, Donna's out there cutting grass.
Right.
You know? And bless her heart, if you brought the Vanita in, you wouldn't understand the things she said. I mean, it's just...
Well, I think Ron may be right, and I think 3 cents may go down okay.
I mean, really want to spend some time with Billy. That's the one I'm concerned with.
Right. And I mean, I understood what they were saying. I mean, I understand the math. There may be something going on there that I don't understand. But I mean,
just a lot has, because we operate under this agreement with the state. You know, those folks are actually university employees of NC State. They get a check from NC State, whereas like with the sheriff, you know, they're sheriff employees, but they get a check from Bergen County. These folks get their check from Raleigh, and we send them their money for it. And Raleigh changes the rules every year, and it's getting worse and worse. They keep cutting out what they put in and make a larger.
At one time, we paid on the agents, at one time when I first started here, like 30%. And then it went up to 50%. Well, there's a certain agent now that we pay 70% of. So, I mean, it's just been changed over the years so much. Most of the other office staff used to be around 30%. Most of them have gone up to 50%.
And the way they set the formulas, they put the worst burden on the small counties. You know, in the bigger counties, they don't have near the fiscal challenge with this thing. But that's just the way the system works. It's like ECU in that whole battle. You know, they if they're going to make cuts in Raleigh, they're going to make it hurt down here in eastern North Carolina. They're not going to make it hurt in Georgia.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nothing new. You know, Bertie County's got, 6,000 votes in it, something like that? Mm-hmm. Virtually all are going to vote straight tickets. I mean, it's either going to be Democrat. It's not a battleground at all. It's no kind of political.
Whereas Robeson County is.
Yes, that's right.
Where they can bring 90,000 votes.
That's right. And some of those votes may swing one way or the other. But here, it's going to, you know what's going to happen here. And whatever happens, it won't be much of an impact. So, east of Rocky Mountain, west of Manio, you just politically, you don't count.
William, let me run over to that bathroom and try not to get a shower.
Yeah, I haven't had that happen to me yet.
Just stay away from the urinal in there.
I guess what was kind of fun to me, he kept talking about the bathroom, but I kept hoping. You do realize there's another set upstairs.
Yeah, that's right.
And, not just one set of bathrooms.
These bathrooms here look a lot better than the ones in the courthouse. You've been in those over there, they look kind of like...
We went I would say about 6 months when one of the stalls upstairs, the door had fallen off. Uh-huh. And we went about 6 months without even having a door back in there. And what made it so bad, it was actually the handicap stall. So.
Oh, Lord. Mm. Stuff like that. I don't know. It seems like with maintenance people, and it's not just here, it's all over everywhere. Any little, they got a routine of things they do every day. Anything that gets out of that little routine, it's just it's just hard to get things done if it's out of that day-to-day routine.
Yeah, I agree with that. They're good at what they do, but when you have extra things to be done,
you just can't hardly get it done. And that's everywhere I've ever been like that.
Go back to that old adage they used to say, the squeakiest wheel gets the grease or whatever. Unless you start painting a whole bunch.
You get custodians, they'll come in, they'll get out their little routine, they'll empty the trash can, they'll do this and that, and the dust will get that thick on the window seal. But if that's not in their routine, the dust or window seal, they just ain't gonna, you just can't hardly get to do it. You know, it's just not everywhere I've ever been.
Okay,
well,
you need a clean piece of paper here.
All right, let you following y'all up, I see you make a phone call.
Yeah, that was the governing body that I missed. I didn't realize they didn't take it out.
Have a good one. basically out of restaurants. And the same thing on the courthouse.
Well,
yeah, the courthouse, they cut $30,000 out of the courthouse for the restrooms and left $5,000 for cleaning.
Yes, that's right. That come out of the courthouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
So on your budget page, you might want to find that line item and put a change from 35 to 5.
Yeah, 22 was that admin building.
Where's the tape recorder? Do you think it's still there?
That is a local control.